The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Here we go!
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
What day is this?
It feels like Friday.
It's Friday!
This is not real.
It's right here.
No.
It's right here. Yep.
I don't believe it.
Don't interrupt the man when he's telling a story.
You listen to the radio.
The request lines are now open.
That is the. That has got to be the oddest story you've ever told on the show.
That's a different
kind of story. And that's saying something.
Huh?
Huh?
Real life.
Your real life.
Okay.
Where do you want to go from there, Dex?
I'm not really sure. I had high hopes for that one, and it just crashed and burned. I mean,
what were you hoping we were going to do?
I don't know.
Tell your missing the birth of your child stories because of crazy things.
Do you it feel just like, kind of crashed and burned.
Do you feel like you're the butt of the joke now?
Oh, man.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
You can really tell who is a morning person and who is not.
Okay, not a morning person. I get it.
Friday.
All I'm doing is getting on the air. The revolution will be broadcast.
How about Friday?
What's this?
It's showtime.
Well, I'm officially sore.
Yeah, dude.
On day number three, after poking the bear.
It's only been 2 days.
I'm okay. I'm all right. How you guys feeling?
I feel good. I brought my stuff for today.
Can I work out in jeans?
No, dude.
You can, but you'll regret it immediately.
Oh, now you poked the bear!
Yeah.
Can I work out in sandals?
No.
Barefoot?
Gosh. Were you not prepared?
No. Ugh. Welcome to the show, everybody. It is Friday, August 19th. Dex, Steve-O, and Tao, we're the Morning Invasion.
That's right.
Welcome to the program. Giant show today. We'll talk about it coming up here in a second.
Word.
Slap me in the face really hard.
Come on. Don't.
I don't
want to.
I mean, define really hard.
Do it really. Oh! That was joking.
That was a for real one.
Are you kidding?
You can't tell me to do something at 6:10 in the a.m. and expect me not to do it. I'm too tired to think if you're joking or serious. Sorry, buddy.
I'm all right.
Okay.
I'm okay. I need a cold shower.
I hope the webcam saw that for all of its glory.
I think they did.
Okay, good.
I think it's on.
Hey, we don't promote violence.
No, we don't.
That wasn't violence. That was me doing something at the behest of my
friend. This is radio. This is radio. Nobody can really see us. You didn't have to really hit me.
You want me to hug you?
Oh, thanks, man.
I really had to.
Lower?
Oh, I really had to.
There's a good hug right there.
Just tap it and push. Okay.
Friday.
We got a giant show. I'm so excited.
Huge.
608. Good morning.
Sorry. There's the high today.
The high is 87.
Oh, see, it says 86 over here. It says 86 on my end.
And rain.
I'm looking at the trustworthy one that says high 87, 20% chance of rain today.
You're looking at a weather channel.
A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible.
Let me know if that's really accurate. Mine says 86 over on AccuWeather. Thunderstorm in the PM.
Trying to think what I did yesterday.
Yeah, you disappeared. You had to go get your kids.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what are you talking about? We spent the whole day together.
We did spend the whole day together. Yeah. It's funny because like we meet up on Thursdays downtown.
We do.
And I walked into the sushi place, and there was Celeste and Mitch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just chilling there. I'm like, hey.
Yep.
And they tried to ignore me, but I just sat down at the table and started eating their sushi.
And then I got invited.
You did? That's hilarious.
I didn't buy anything. I just ate theirs.
They say, excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
This is a private lunch.
Meanwhile, I poked the bear. Small poke, because I didn't stay for the whole workout because I had to get out of there. But it was still good.
Mm.
Yeah. Man, you're just dedicated.
Well,
it wouldn't kill you if you just took a day off.
I usually do take Thursdays off.
I think you
but
should.
But see, Dawn and Johnny are out of town, so I have the car. So I was like, well, I'll just get over there.
Yep.
Do you think you might have an addiction?
No.
Okay.
Just think I'm making a smart use of my time.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else happened last night? I pretty much went home and passed out after... I went to basketball practice last night. Landon had basketball practice.
Nice.
He just started on a new team.
Oh.
Yep, the Fire.
Ooh.
He's on the Fire.
Ooh, the Fire.
So is that like club? Is that Jimmy's announcement?
It just says stay tuned.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they posted it yesterday. Dang it.
Yeah, it's club ball. And it's costing us a lot of money. I mean, a lot of money.
Yeah. A lot of money. No, I know.
For basketball.
Oh, I know.
Gosh.
Did I mention that I started Brody in on sports?
Y'all never heard of basketball?
Brody. Yeah, it's ridiculous. T-ball? Come on.
None of our kids ever did T-ball.
Well,
they skipped right over it.
T-ball.
They skipped right over it, and Brody is already like, I want to play baseball. And I'm like, you can play baseball.
You do T-ball if you have one kid.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do it. If you do baseball enough, it's fine.
We only have one kid in baseball currently.
Take him out. Take him out of T-ball.
Take him out.
Not too late. No. Has he had his first game yet?
No.
See?
No, he's doing T-ball.
He'll never know
the
difference.
He wants to do T-ball. He got a batting helmet. He got like four bats.
Well, he can have all
Everybody
of
just gifts him stuff at the field. Oh, he's so adorable. Here's a bat. This was Riley's bat. He can have it. Okay.
Riley.
Thanks, McEachins. That's real. They even put his name on it.
Nice. That's cool. That's nice.
Brody gets all the cool gifts,
man. Oh, gosh.
Well, that's good.
He's going to have a posh life.
No, you can't ever complain about spending money on Brody for sports. Now we believe that everything is given to him.
Yeah, everything's going to be handed that young boy.
Not the fees.
He's not going to make it in life.
Oh, he's going to make
it. You're saving money on equipment.
He's going to be like his dad. Yeah. Charm alone. And then when he's almost 40, he's going to be like, what did I do with my life? And then he's going to cry. And then he's going to be miserable. And then he's going to be like, if I lose this job, I got nothing because I don't even have a high school diploma.
Do you really feel that way about your life? Like, what have I done with my life? I'm 40. Because you've done a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have.
This is the big deal. You've been here at this station.
You could have a factory job.
Yeah.
Since 2000. That's huge.
Literally, we got an email that said, Steve-O, I started listening to you 26 years ago.
I first met Steve-O when he was a hype man for C-Dub. I was like, wow, that was
a
long time ago.
That's when you feel old.
Yeah.
When you have grown-up adults email you and say, I used to listen to you when I was in middle school.
Yep. You're like, oh,
what?
Cool, bro.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I remember Katarina.
I remember Katarina.
Oh, man, I had a great dinner last night. My wife, I was sleeping. She woke me up, and she had a TV tray with dinner.
Aw, what a sweetie.
She made tacos.
She is awesome. Dude, speaking of doing things, maybe this is what it is. When you're around successful people, you strive to do better, right? You strive for success, if you will. And I've been around some really great people recently.
Especially the last 6 months.
We really have. Wait. And because of that, it makes me want to strive for more, right? Strive for better.
You're so competitive, you want to be better than me?
Maybe. That's it. Oh. I mean, nah, because I feel content here, because obviously I'm the best.
Well, you are.
So,
right. Greatest interviewer
I'm just
ever.
Greatest
interviewer. Oh, which by the way, I'm challenging myself today for one specific interview. I'm going to try not to talk.
We'll see how that goes.
I know that there's someone in here that really wants to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
And I also know that I've had multiple people say, I really want to hear what she has to say, so will you shut up?
Whoa.
Mm, really? I actually got that last night.
Oh, yeah. No way.
Because they saw...
From your wife?
They saw... No. Oh. They saw Teo's Facebook post of the photo and said, hey, man, you're awesome. Can you talk less? Because you talk too much during interviews.
Cool. Can we just have you interview?
Yes,
Rachel Lee Cook.
I got some questions.
And do your weird psycho thing that you do.
You know who I am.
What are you talking about? That's just me being normal.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
What are you talking about?
She's married. She's totally married. Don't do that.
Huh?
However, I feel like I'm Fallon. Have you ever actually watched Jimmy Fallon try and interview somebody? He never lets his interviewer talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they'll say seven words and then he'll cut in and be like, oh, that reminds me of, oh, yeah, this movie. Blah, blah, blah.
It all depends. If you have something good to say, then it's absolutely okay. And I feel like you, Steve-O, you always have really good things. You have this powerful
powerful words Stop and it. Statements and questions.
We have real people on the show today. Our boy Dave Dobson is coming in the 7 o'clock hour. That guy has done incredible things.
So Dave Dobson is this incredible missionary.
He's an inspiring person.
Who's lived all over the world.
World-renowned photographer.
And he does these amazing characters, and he's got these awesome stories. And it's funny because we were trying to think of, should we have him come in as a character? But then we started thinking, why not just Dave Dobson?
He has so many characters.
He's an awesome. I've never met him. We've talked to him one time before, but
yeah,
And Joey Belleville is going to be here.
Yeah, dude,
one of the funniest men ever. But then at 8 o'clock,
gosh, Lainey Boggs,
one of the greatest movies I think. She's All That was awesome.
It was All That.
Freddie Prinze Jr., come on!
Do you know what it was based on?
Your life?
No.
Oh.
An old story called Pygmalion. Kiss
me. No kidding. Mm-hmm.
It was a modern retelling.
I wonder if this is all she gets questions about. Taya posted a photo of her yesterday, and there were like 100 comments, and every single one of them was like, because she's All That. Good
movie. Well, Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah. I never saw that.
She was also on a TNT show called Perception that just recently ended. She started in Babysitter's Club. She was in Tom and Huck. She's been in a ton of TV movies. Yeah, she was in Psych for a while, and then she's promoting a new movie called Summer of Love on the Hallmark Channel.
Teo.
Which looks really stupid.
Knows about her.
Yeah, I busted in research.
On Teo, and he was watching the Hallmark Channel.
I stalked her Twitter feed for a while there.
Yep.
This is why I'm not saying anything.
They have two kids. Their second kid was a son, and they gave him four names, like Johnny Scott Danger Lot.
That's cool.
It's like, what is it? It's Theodore Vigo Sullivan, whatever their last name is. And she's married to an actor who was in The Vampire Diaries, and then...
The Originals?
He broke out into The Originals, which was the spinoff.
Yeah, huh. I watched that. This guy right here, Daniel...
Gillies.
He's one of the main guys in Vampire Diaries and The Originals. Well, The Originals.
And they've been married since 2004. Pretty strong for a Hollywood
movie. You don't see that in Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Let's watch the movie She's All That
Let's do it.
What the hell are you doing here?
I was invited.
Really?
So your dad my pool man?
I really wouldn't know.
Oopsie. Oh.
Matthew Lillard.
Oh, she just poured her drink on
Lane. You really should be more careful with silk.
Get out of here, girl. You're a jerk.
Karate chop her in the throat.
Karate chop! Did you hear it? Just...
Thank you.
Oh,
yeah.
Excuse me?
Thank you.
For a minute there, I forgot why I avoided places like this and people like you.
Avoided us? Oh my gosh!
Honey, look around you. To everyone here who matters, you're vapor.
Whoa!
You're spam. A waste of perfectly good yearbook space.
Oh my gosh.
Nothing's gonna change that.
She's mean.
Don't you leave.
What was her name? The enemy of the movie? What was her name?
Oh, I don't know. I never saw that movie.
You never saw She's All That? It was a early 2000s staple.
Shake your head.
I mean,
yes or no.
Can't Hardly Wait.
You've never seen
it? Dude, it's up there.
Steve-O!
What?
It's up there with what? Can't Hardly
Paul
Wait.
Paul Walker, man.
How have you never seen that? But you know Paul Walker's in it?
Yeah, I heard.
And Freddie Prinze Jr., one of the greatest actors.
He's dude, from Matt
Taylor Vaughn. That's the mean girl. Taylor Vaughn.
Dude,
what
went to
a
your
mean
high
girl
school.
Name.
He went, Freddie Prinze Jr.
I
went
know.
To your high school, man.
Sorry, guys.
Did you graduate when you graduated?
Anna Paquin was in it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know Freddie?
Our boy
Usher was in it. I forgot. Little Kim was in it.
No, I didn't know
when
him.
Did he graduate?
So was Foggy Nelson, by the way. Foggy
when did Freddie graduate?
And Kieran Culkin was in it.
Answer my question.
What?
When did he graduate?
I don't know. He's older than me. So 93, 98.
He's that old?
He was yeah.
Come on.
Dude's in his 40s.
Wow.
No, maybe not.
I thought him and Doogie graduated together.
Maybe. So like 95?
Can you please share your Doogie Howser story someday?
No.
Oh my. What? Why? Because that's the greatest. You've heard his Doogie Howser story.
Oh, yeah. Oh. All of them. I've heard the ones he can't tell on radio.
So, Steve-O.
Okay.
Steve-O. Really? There's some. Oh. I'm going
to
ask
No, there's
him
not.
Later.
If I were going to ask her anything, do you guys remember Get Carter?
Yeah.
She was the daughter in Get Carter.
Yeah.
I don't even. What was Get Carter?
Oh,
I don't know. You have never seen She's All That? I don't want to hear it.
Sylvester Stallone, dude.
Oh, yeah. That was Get a dumb Carter. Movie. That was a terrible movie.
Mm, tell him, Dex.
She was in Antitrust.
Anyways.
Yeah, nobody's going to ask her about Antitrust. I think she can trust us to not ask her about Antitrust.
Yeah.
Ryan Phillippe.
I think the interview is all yours today.
Oh, yeah. That's
Teo's
all you,
going to do it.
I get Steve-O a minute and a half.
Will you just make it as awkward as you possibly can?
I don't think I want to.
But it's okay. Awesome.
I would rather be impressive.
There you go.
We'll never interview her again.
You don't know that.
Okay, really?
You really don't know that. There are people now, like... different actors who follow me on Twitter because we
are different
interviews from
everybody else. We're not the typical radio show interview.
I know.
So that's why we should definitely be
weird
coming up with different things.
I finished Kingdom season one.
Is it good?
Wow. You can't promote.
I'm really hoping to hang out with Jonathan Tucker when we're in Brooklyn.
She was actually in a movie with Jonathan Tucker.
Mm. Rachel Lee Cook was in one episode of The Ghost Whisperer.
That's your jam.
I may have to ask one question.
Oh, yeah. You got to get in on that.
I'm sorry, but can I just ask, what does JLH's hair smell like?
What?
Is it smell like?
He can be the awkward one.
Yeah. Can I do that? Yes. Can I seriously just ask that?
Smell like?
Hey, Rachel, this is Steve-O. Just a quick question.
You know what I'm actually looking forward to is Steve-O saying, I'm not going to even be a part of this interview.
And minute
I'm not
and a half. Say,
yeah. We'll see how much he's a part of this interview.
Of course I'm going to be a part of it.
Well, you can't just not be a part of it.
See, it already happened.
It'll be your interview.
I was wrong, guys. It already changed.
What?
He just said he's going to be a part of
the interview. Exactly. See, he's going to lead it. He's going to end it. It's his.
She was in Batman Beyond Return of the Joker.
Yeah. She was a voice on Batman Beyond. And then that went into the movie.
She was on Dawson's Creek.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She didn't have a huge role in Dawson's
Creek. Three episodes.
Rachel Lee Cook will be on the show at 8:20 this morning. She is going to be talking to us about this show right here on the Hallmark Channel, Summer Love.
Hi, I am here for the internship.
Great acting right there.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, just fascinating. Awesome. You really
TV movie.
You get to go into her mind.
Listen to this delivery.
Hi, I am here for the internship.
Wow.
Gosh, it's I'm here so
for
dramatic.
The internship.
I am here. Let's practice. I am here for the interview with you, Rachel. Miss Cook.
Hi, I am here for the internship.
She's not very high tech.
It's just not working.
Because it's the key card reader.
She's not typecast.
She's from Minnesota. That's why she's not very high tech.
Okay. Oh, the character?
No, Rachel Lee Cook. What is John doing? What is John doing? He's out there.
Is he power walking?
Look at him. What?
Is he trying to get healthy?
What is he doing?
He's power walking.
Oh, my gosh. I wish John was out there exercising.
I do power walking every day.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. It's really good for your cardiovascular system.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's see. What else? So, we have another interview this morning.
We do.
Pooh Hall.
This is the one that Dex is really excited
about. Are you excited for this one? Because he called yesterday and he goes, who's down with Pooh? And I'm like,
I've only seen season one of Ray Donovan. So I'm not caught up.
Who's down with poo? Yeah.
So I don't know. He's a pretty cool character.
So who called you for this one? Carl or
Robert? Yeah.
It's funny to me how Robert is the quintessential hype man. Mm-hmm. He can hype up anything.
I could do his job like nobody's business.
You totally could. Yeah. You could be an interview booker.
Because for real, he makes them seem like the most special people in the world.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Ray Donovan? No, I've never seen it. Oh my gosh. Oh, you just. You know what?
I
just
think I found what I'm going to do.
I'm not
after
even going to. Just take the interview. Just take the interview. And then.
You know
then
what? I'm putting you down right now.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to call Robert after the show and ask him if I can secede him. Can I just have your job when you're dead?
He owns the company.
Oh. Wait. Can I just have your company when you're dead?
Did you say succeed him or secede him?
Secede.
Secede.
Because that means you want to separate him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm seceding from the government.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Let's see. So, yeah, we have at 8:40, Pooh Hall. He's a celebrity. He's on Ray Donovan, and he's been on a bunch of other things. So we'll talk to him. But we're definitely pretty excited about Rachel Lee Cook.
Yeah, man.
I am excited. I texted Dave yesterday. I was trying to get in touch with Dave all day. Dave,
day.
When Freshman 15 started, we covered the song from Josie and the Pussycats.
Nice.
We used to watch this like in our dorm room all the time. We'd be like, hey, you guys want to come over and watch Josie and the Pussycats?
Yes.
This song. We covered it. Our friend Leanne sang the girl, the vocals. Wow. Because none of us, I can't sing, and Dave couldn't sing high enough to hit the vocals. And so finally, late last night after I was already asleep, Dave texted me back in all caps.
That's awesome! Of course, we have the latest.
Oh, yeah.
On Ryan Lochte. Or as I would like to call him, Swim Shady.
Oh! Oh!
Oh my.
Did you copyright
gosh.
That?
Swim Shady.
Oh, tweeting that. My right now, I'm going to say Dex God. Just called Ryan Lochte.
Swim Shady, please.
Swim Shady.
Swim up.
Why? Where has that been? That is the most
came to me in a
thing.
Dream last night, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Should have known better than a dream.
I was taking a bubble bath in my dream, and just there was Ryan Lochte just swimming in the bathtub with me.
Weird.
Very weird. So, this crazy development on Ryan Lochte and... talk about that.
Do you have a Twitter?
No.
Okay.
I have Instagram and
my
Facebook.
My friend Dex just coined the term Swim Shady.
Hashtag I am tweeting, Swim Shady.
Like, Swim Shady.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
For Ryan Lochte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go, guys. You can have it. It's all yours.
I am tagging Ryan Lochte.
It's all yours.
Man.
All right, today... August 19th, we're looking at 73 days until Halloween. 43 years ago on this day in 1973, Enter the Dragon was released.
Wow.
And sadly, 32-year-old martial arts legend Bruce Lee died in Hong Kong just 3 weeks before the movie's premiere. If you haven't seen Enter the Dragon, it's definitely one of my favorite classic Bruce Lee movies.
Is there a handcuff emoji?
I don't know.
For, like, prisoners? There should be a handcuff.
I think there is.
I don't see it.
6 years ago, in 2010, Operation Iraqi Freedom officially ended when the last brigade of our combat troops left Iraq. I hear things are fantastic there now. Really went in there, turned things around.
Okay.
I don't think you're right about
what?
That.
What? Oh, man.
4 years ago in 2012, Top Gun director Tony Scott committed suicide by jumping off the Vincent Thomas Bridge in the Long Beach area of L.A.
Directed True Romance, my friends.
He was 68.
True Romance.
I didn't realize that he had committed suicide.
Yeah, man.
That's sad.
How old is Uncle Jesse today?
Oh, wow. Johnny. I saw him at Disneyland.
I know you did.
He's like 5'8". Maybe 5'10".
Uncle Jesse like is 50. Height.
I think he's like 55.
53.
Oh.
Matthew Perry.
Oh, Matthew Perry. Could he be any older? Yeah, I actually don't think he's that old. He's younger than Stamos.
I'm John Stamos.
Talk to me, how old?
48.
46.
47.
Oh, man.
Goodness gracious, uh-oh. Great balls of fire.
Swim Shady is already trending. Did you make that up?
What?
You copycat.
What are you talking about?
I have
about?
To delete my entire
trending
tweet.
Because of me.
Oh.
What?
Okay. You don't even have a Twitter.
Watch
did you,
this. Watch.
Did you read that?
Look, you see hashtag?
It's, pretty funny. I mean,
exit.
Somebody that hashtag. Else probably delete. Thought it was funny, too.
Forget it.
So, okay. No, I didn't make it up. Come on.
I was giving you a lot of comedic credit.
Thanks, guys. It felt good for a little bit. All right, we got to take a break. Headlines on the way. We have a letter. It involves Christmas.
I love Christmas. It's right around the corner, guys.
Slow Motion Theater. Hang out with us. We'll be back.
Today.
4
U.S. Olympic swimmers could, in theory, be charged in Brazil with vandalism and lying to authorities. That's according to the head of Rio de Janeiro's civil police.
Donald Trump must pay a $10,000 fine over a kiosk in the lobby of his eponymous Fifth Avenue building that sold campaign merchandise that violated zoning laws governing privately owned public spaces here in New York. When Trump built Trump Tower, he agreed to make the lobby public in exchange for the right to make the building taller. The kiosk was removed and a bench installed in its place, as required by the city, but an administrative hearing officer found those corrective steps came too late to avoid the penalty.
Former NFL star Darren Sharper sentenced to 18 years in prison.
The Little League World Series is getting underway. It's a repeat visit for one of the team managers.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits for the first time declined last week, and the drop is larger than expected. First-time claims dropped by 4,000 to 262,000. A number below 300,000 indicates a healthy labor market. The report is a sign companies are not laying off workers in large numbers. Federal Reserve policy members have been looking for signs of the job market tightening as they decide whether to raise interest rates later this year.
A military aircraft goes down in Nevada, not far from an Air Force base runway, but the pilot managed to escape before the crash.
637.
High today of 86 degrees.
How are we looking on those roads?
They're looking good so far. Lots of construction all around the city, though, so you guys be careful this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
7 o'clock hour, we have Dave Dobson and Joey Belleville joining us in studio. You don't want to miss it. Dave Dobson, this incredible human being, funny guy.
Yep.
We'll find out who the real Dave Dobson is. Who is he? Does he love pizza?
I don't know, Swim Chase. You tell us.
Mm. Rachel Lee Cook will be on the show at 8:20.
Man.
And Pooh Hall will be on the show at 8:40.
Pooh!
I like that name, Pooh Hall.
Pooh Hall. What about Winnie the Pooh Hall?
Nope.
You could come up with a business, mm-hmm. and it could be a Disney-themed pool hall, and you could call it Winnie the Pooh Hall.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah?
It's good.
You could have the characters walking around. You'd be getting sued by Disney every week. Be great.
You should go into marketing.
No.
You could make a lot.
No.
At least $10 an hour.
I'll take it.
Slow Motion Theater coming up this morning. We have a letter. A school bans parents from dropping stuff off for their kids. I really want to discuss this.
So and, you can't drop stuff off for your kids?
Yeah, think about that. How many times, especially when school starts, well, happens with my kids all the time. How many times have your kids forgot something at home?
Oh, yeah.
And then who has to take it to school?
Yep.
Well, there's a school that put up a sign, a stop sign.
Oh, man.
Your kid forgot it? Too bad. You're out of luck.
Oh, no way.
Talk about it. And what else going on here? Yeah. Oh, Lochtigate.
Lochtigate.
Need the Lochtigate.
Some deaths. This story is crazy. I mean, Lochte is...
Cray cray.
I can't wait for the interview. Is he going to sit down with Matt Lauer today?
Man.
Is he?
I don't know. Is he?
I just don't know.
Because I'm just going to give you this little detail. He's sticking to his guns.
Good grief.
He's sticking to the story that he
has no guns to stick
to. He was robbed.
Man.
We were robbed.
When clearly we know he was not.
Not robbed. Not at all.
But here's the thing. If a security person did pull out a gun and demand money... Was he still robbed? That's the question.
Come on, guys.
Think about it.
He was demanding money for the bathroom that they had just vandalized and broken.
Yeah, but can you do that? Can you say, hey?
You can in America, but can you in Brazil?
That's true. That's different over there. Damn, Olympics are almost over, guys.
Can't believe it.
Can you believe it?
Can't even believe it.
Let's check in down there.
Now, from the Summer Games in Rio.
So here it is, the last report from the Rio Games. The USA just killed it. Congratulations, all the athletes. If you ever find yourself traveling to Brazil, there are some things to keep in mind. Don't drink the water. Don't drink anything. Don't swim. For some reason, showers in Brazil will electrocute you. Mm. I don't know what that's about. Why they have electricity actually in the shower, I don't know. Don't talk to anyone. Don't pet stray dogs or cats. Watch out for two-year-olds. And don't marry anyone. That's it. Other than that, have a good time in Brazil.
Sounds great. Hooking that one. Family and I are hitting Brazil.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Man, I'm proud of it.
Sounds like a great time.
Just so proud of it.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Some movies are coming out this weekend.
Talk
to me. First film. It's a remake. It's called Ben-Hur.
No matter where you're from, this shit is your body. That drum is your heartbeat. And your god is the glory of Rome.
Praise for impact.
Man, that guy fell underwater.
If you have not seen the original Charlton Heston Ben-Hur.
Wait, this is a remake?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think this is... I'm a big fan of 300 and that style.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be like that.
Jack Houston from Boardwalk Empire plays a Jewish prince named Judah Ben-Hur, who sold into slavery after being falsely accused of treason by his adopted brother. So he comes back years later looking for revenge by competing against the guy in a deadly chariot race in an arena where the losers are usually killed during the race. Morgan Freeman plays an Arab sheik who trains him for it. The 1959 original starred Charlton Heston, won 11 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Actor for Charlton Heston, and Best Supporting Actor for the guy who had Morgan Freeman's part. Will this one be Oscar nominated and all that?
No.
Huh.
Probably not. Another film opening this weekend, Kubo and the Two Strings.
Kubo.
Yeah?
Kubo.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Kubo?
Whoa.
Your village is burned to the ground.
Oh, great.
Your enemies aren't far behind.
What?
We need to go now.
I want to watch Netflix.
Dude, you've already made this trailer way better.
You have questions, I can tell.
I do.
Who? You get three.
Why?
Why is the Netflix?
Okay, that was your first question.
What?
Oh.
I don't understand what's happening.
This is the beginning of your story.
That looks pretty good.
I actually want to see it.
This looks pretty good. Yeah. My buddy Robo Steve's pretty stoked about this movie. He was telling me.
Just based on a true story?
Probably. What? Yeah, that talking monkey definitely gives it away.
Dude.
I thought Ben-Hur was going to be a modern retelling of the story, and it was going to be like a transgender movie.
Okay.
I was wrong. Speaking of movies, the latest casting rumor for Spider-Man Homecoming is that Zendaya will actually be playing Mary Jane Watson.
How do you feel about it?
We already knew she'd be in the movie, but she was cast as a character named Michelle. And that's all that anybody knows. That's all that's been officially confirmed. But then yesterday, all of these entertainment sites started reporting that she was actually playing Mary Jane Watson.
Mm. You feeling okay about it, Tao?
Yeah,
I'm fine. Spider-Man's your boy.
Really?
Yeah. It's fine. But she's pretty.
Will she have red hair?
Pretty not redheaded.
That's okay.
What if she does have red hair?
Marvel's done fine with their, what do you call it? Like race swapping or whatever. They've done fine with it so far, so I don't care. Actually, and technically, I wouldn't even call Kirsten Dunst a redhead.
Yeah.
She dyed her hair red. And it looked progressively worse.
I don't know.
And it wasn't that great.
No way, dude. Spider-Man 2, when she's in that wedding dress and she's like turning around. Oh, man. Come on.
Yeah, but you weren't concerned about her hair at that moment.
No, but she looked like MJ. It's MJ.
I don't know. I don't think she looked like MJ either.
What?
Honestly. She didn't. She did not look like Mary Jane Watson in the comics. We've never gotten a good representation of Mary Jane Watson.
Which is funny because Emma Stone probably would have been the best.
Probably
Mary
so.
Jane.
Yeah. Probably so. So yeah, but Zendaya, I don't know. I don't know anything that she's in some Disney show and she's like a singer. I don't know anything about it, but Marvel's track record's pretty solid, so I'm just going to be like, whatever.
What else?
We'll see it when it comes out.
It'll be fine.
And it, again, that hasn't been confirmed by the studio.
Is that the comic book one?
That's Mary Jane Watson.
That's MJ.
That does not look like Kirsten
Our
Dunst.
Girl Celeste.
Yeah, Celeste, probably she could pull be it off.
The most accurate.
What about the girl, Lois Lane from Smallville?
I've never
the
seen
redhead
Smallville.
From Smallville?
The redhead from Smallville. All right, let me look Lois? Oh, yeah, Erica Durance.
Jeez. Erica Durance. Check this out. Okay, well, no. She's too old now.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Yep.
Never mind.
She wasn't a redhead, by the way.
Okay.
She had, like, she was, dirty sorry. Blonde hair.
Who?
You have dirty
Erica
blonde
Durance.
Hair.
You're dirty blonde.
Okay. There was a double fatal accident on Highway 550 north north of Unser, and it caused major delays.
Oh, no.
I'm guessing this was yesterday. Yeah. Sandoval County Sheriff's responded to a double fatal vehicle accident at Highway 550 north of Unser Boulevard near the Santa Ana Pueblo yesterday afternoon. Officials said a Ford pickup truck traveling northbound from Rio Rancho crossed into the path of a Toyota truck that was traveling southbound from Aztec and caused a head-on collision. Both vehicles caught fire and burned as a result. Both drivers died and have not been identified. Investigators believe the cause of the wreck was weather-related. It was raining pretty roughly yesterday. Did you guys get... You got weather, right, Steve-O?
Yeah.
Did you get a thunderstorm yesterday?
Yeah.
It got pretty intense. Southbound lanes on Highway 550 were completely closed. Drivers traveling to Cuba, Farmington, and Jemez should seek an alternate route and avoid the area. No other details have been released.
That's sad.
Man. 27% of people have already started their Christmas shopping.
Wow.
Love Christmas. Come on, people. According to a new survey, 27% of people have already started Christmas shopping. That's for real. Another 20% say they're going to start next month.
Gotta get it done, guys.
It's more like the other 51% who say they're probably going to be scrambling to buy stuff in December. Or, that's
oh,
more.
Oh, look!
Oh, yeah, they're
look.
Here.
Look!
The survey also found women are more likely to start shopping early. Men are more likely to do it last minute. That is definitely true for me.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I love Christmas so much.
Do you like Buble?
Everywhere you go.
So good.
Love Michael Buble.
Take a look at the 5 and 10.
Get your Christmas shopping done, guys. Christmas is in 2 weeks.
Christmas is around the corner. The goose is getting fat. Steve-O, when are you going to Christmas shop?
I already did mine. I'm done.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm done. I was like, started their Christmas shopping. Amateurs, I'm already done.
What?
What is this, amateur hour?
You're already done?
Yeah, I in June, every year. But every year in June.
You fall into the percentages of the women.
Oh.
You're a dirty girl.
Gosh.
I told you.
He did tell you.
You can't say that.
I heard him tell you. I heard him.
Yeah. I haven't started.
Okay, here's a story that is fascinating for me.
Is it about the new Lost Boys TV series?
Not at all.
Okay.
This is a story of how one cat overcame both dogs, a person, and stereotypes worldwide.
It was a catversity.
A woman and her 7 pit bulls were attacked by a vicious cat.
Okay. What up, dog?
Take that. Me and my boy Steve and Christian are like, yeah, cats! Good job, cats!
Ugh.
A woman named Kyla Grover in Victoria, British Columbia was walking her 7 pit bulls on Monday night when suddenly an angry cat popped out of the bushes. You'd think the cat wouldn't mess around with a human and 7 big dogs, but not this cat. This was an attack battle cat, and the pit bull just stood there barking and getting their leashes tangled when the cat got vicious.
Oh, man. Ugh.
Kyla and one of her pit bulls had to go to the hospital for some serious cat bites and scratches. The cat's owner agreed to pay the medical bills.
That is a catastrophe.
Cat scratch fever right there. Why aren't you playing that song?
Yo, yo,
dog.
Oh. That is for our girl, B-Flow.
Purr, you vicious
in
kitten.
Roanoke, Virginia.
By the way, B-Flow and Rachel Lee Cook, they could be sisters.
Nope.
Yeah, they could.
Nope.
I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. B-Flo is much younger.
False. I don't think they could be sisters. No. No. We are not going to throw those kind of accolades on B-Flo. None of us are.
Okay.
Have you guys ever done anything weird to land a job?
Let me think here. I haven't really had that many jobs just because I've been in radio for so long.
That's pretty good. Steve-O, anything weird to land a job?
No.
No?
No.
You and I are kind of in the same boat. You've worked here forever. I was over at the Edge forever.
I always accidentally got jobs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, you know, GameStop, I worked there for years as well. And it was because I walked in there to get, like, a strategy guide for a video game.
Hmm.
And ended up staying for years.
Wow.
Here, I came to visit JoJo, who's coming in the 7 o'clock hour. He was doing the morning show, and I just came to help him out one Christmas and just never left.
One time I kidnapped a kid. A recent survey asked a bunch of hiring managers for the weirdest stunts people have pulled in job interviews to try and land a job. Here's the top 10. Number one, guy showed up in a white limo, three-piece suit, but it was a mid-level position where the dress code was khakis and a button-down.
Weird.
Number two, someone had their priest call and say, hire them.
Hey, Father, will you call
this, I got you.
This job?
Let me double check with the big man, but don't worry. I got you. Number three, a guy had his wife make bars of lavender soap to say thanks for the interview.
That's cool. That's not weird at all. I'd be like, dude. That's...
Love you.
Number four, someone asked the hiring manager if they wanted to share an ice cream cone. Five, a guy who had worked as a camp counselor showed up with some of the kids he had worked with to show that he actually did have leadership skills.
Okay.
I was that guy, and those were the kids I kidnapped.
Weird.
Number six, someone bought a first-class upgrade to sit next to a hiring manager on a flight.
That's kind of smart.
It's going for it. Number seven, someone had an interview in October, so they showed up in a Halloween costume.
Wow.
Sad news on them, they dressed up as Charlie Chaplin, but they were mistaken for Hitler over and over again. Number eight, a guy sent socks with a note saying he'd knock their socks off.
Oh, man.
Someone else sent a shoe with a note that said he was just trying to get his foot in the door.
Oh, my gosh.
Thankfully, not human foot from Brazil.
These are terrible.
Number nine, someone tried to land a job by kissing the person who interviewed them.
Yeah, that one worked out, I'm sure. I wonder how many of those actually worked out. None of them?
Probably not.
Some of them?
Yeah. Number 10, if there was one that was going to work out, it'd probably be this one. A guy tried to up his chances by mailing the hiring manager cash.
Yeah.
And that is my top 10 list of the weirdest things people have done to land a job.
Coming up, Joey Belleville is here.
Yes.
Along with his friend Dave Dobson.
I can't wait for Dave to come in. Oh, man.
We're going
to
get ourselves some breakfast, and we'll be right back, Starmie. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning, Starmie. It is 7:14.
High today of 86 degrees.
How are the roads out there, Teo?
Looking great. Hang on, let me actually check. Yeah, they actually are looking great.
I don't know.
I'm trying to help Joey get his headphones plugged in.
Did he call you Taya?
Yeah.
It's
like Taya LeBron.
It's Tal. It's Tal.
Yeah. They look great.
Can we just please talk about the Lost Boys TV show that I'm really excited about?
Stop it.
Yeah. I saw that.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Joey Belleville in the background.
Joey Belleville is here. He's the funniest man in the world.
Hey, what's up?
I mean, on a scale of one to funny, he's funny.
On a scale of one to Steve-O not as? Yes, Steve-O not as.
Yeah, Steve-O, Joey,
there he is. On a scale of one to envy, Steve-O is envy.
So Joey used to do the show with Steve-O and Matt Gentry back in the day.
Right.
Yeah.
How many years did you work here at Calvary?
I worked here about 8 to 9 years, 8 and a half years. Yeah.
Ah.
You're the reason Steve-O's here.
I am, truly. When he was doing the show with a girl named Jenna, R.I.P. Jenna. She's still alive, actually. I think she's in real estate. She's really sweet. She went to Japan for Christmas to visit her family or something, and I came in to do the show with him, and that was it. I still didn't even have a job here. I just never left.
Wow.
That's pretty great.
That's really funny.
03, man.
Yeah, dude.
I need to get a real job.
Joey, Joey's
radio's really taken off.
Yeah.
Joey got Steve-O hooked up with this job and is the reason why he's married to such a lovely,
I know. Lovely woman. I owe you all of my regrets. Thanks, man.
Not really, buddy.
Thanks, bro.
Because of all your friends, who was the one saying, hey, this might not be a good idea?
That's true. That's true. I will say. Maybe next time, don't wait for the wedding day to tell me that.
I didn't say that overall was
you know,
a bad idea.
I was just already high on life.
You're like, hey, I just met this girl. I'll marry her 5 days later. And so I was like, hey, maybe you should take some time. I'm like, have you even had an argument yet? He's like, no. I said, well, see, you haven't even had a fight. Calls me the next day. Bro, we totally fought last night over the phone for like 2 hours. We're getting married on Thursday.
I can see happened, I'm sure.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you.
Joey, it was like I was at the eye doctor and he puffed my eyes with a lot of
the test. I hate that. Pop screen. I didn't have it close enough.
All right, it's incredible. So Joey Belleville, you brought in a friend.
Oh gosh,
yes, I brought in a
friend.
He's kind of an old school friend of the station. He's come and guested here at Calvary as well and things like that. But my super photographer, funny buddy, David Dobson is here.
Pretty much any cool photo you've ever seen in life, it's like, oh, Dave,
Toby
Dobson.
Mac, Third Day,
Mother Teresa.
Oh, that's right.
Mother Teresa.
Job from the Book of Job.
Wow.
The sackcloth and ashes Job photo from BC 783.
That was Dave.
He's a vampire.
Dave Dobson.
David Dobson. Yes. He's in town for my party.
Woo! I sent invites to everyone.
Dave, how are you?
Yeah, you talk.
I'm doing good, man. It is so fun. I wasn't sure if I was allowed to talk or not. Joey said, wait till I give you the signal, then you can talk. So,
I did. And it's the waiting. Pull the finger off thing. The missing finger signal.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, it's really good to be back here with you guys. It's always crazy. And seriously, if anyone out there needs, like, the clock to spin, come in here and be on the radio show with these guys. It's like you walk in and poof, there goes an hour.
Yeah. I know. It's seriously. Crazy, man. Yeah.
That's
it's
our
crazy.
Lives every
so
day.
So fun.
Yeah. We have a blast.
It's amazing that at the airport, they let me into Albuquerque. You know? It's like, no, I remember the last time you were here.
Yeah. Yes, dude.
But we have so much fun.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And, man, for those that don't have the opportunity to know this man, I got to tell you, you are one of my favorite human beings to be around because you're
thank you
so authentic.
Hey, Job says hi.
Hey, dude, you know?
Yeah, he's,
so
he's
glad.
Getting
is
older.
Is he doing better?
He's getting older.
Okay.
He says hi, he's learned a lot.
Why? So, man, but truly, so endearing. I mean, just even your intro this morning, waiting to talk, and just one of the most authentic dudes I know.
Cool.
So
thank
I'm
you.
Always stoked thank to you. Have you in studio. You have some incredible stories. Because of, you know, for those that don't know, start off. You grew up a missionary child.
Yes. Yeah. My mom and dad are missionaries. I grew up in Calcutta, India, during the 70s, and it was just an absolute disaster in the 70s. Like a million refugees walked into town because of the war.
Yeah.
And so that made 1 million street people overnight.
Wow.
So
wow.
You know, here in the States, unfortunately, you see people who are struggling, you know, by the intersections at the freeway. But imagine 1 million people walking into Albuquerque. It changes everything. So as a kid, I think where my humor really comes from now that I, you know, look back and try to figure it out, is that I would go with my dad on visitations.
Okay.
And so we'd meet people, like really, really poor people, people struggling, all kinds of stuff. And I think I would see the situation that they were in. And as a child, I would make them laugh and it would change things for a moment, you know?
Yeah.
And that was super fun. And I really think if I look back, you have to go way back. You know, I'm getting old.
Nah.
But that's, I think, where it comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear that.
Yeah.
We were just actually talking with, oddly enough, Tanya Tucker, country music superstar, and she was talking about her ginormous bout with depression, mm-hmm. and how in those times like that was it. It's usually those who have seen the worst or gone through the worst where humor in turn can come from, or you know, vice versa. If you are the comedian, a lot of times it's because you are either dealing with or have gone through or just seen some horrible aspects of humanity.
The other side of things is my parents raised us like not to offend other people. You keep your opinions to yourself, you know, like that kind of stuff. When we're at home, we can review it as a family.
Okay.
So that's basically how I grew up. So, in order, a loophole that I created to vent any frustration I had with people in public was to like create my own character based on that situation.
I love that.
My character became neutral.
Yeah.
Nobody got hurt.
Right.
I was able to express my frustrations.
Yep.
And then it was all good.
Yeah.
So I think that's another beginning foundation kind of thing.
Yeah.
To where it comes from.
So when I first started here, it was a month or two in, we found out from Joey that we were going to interview somebody from Hillsong United.
Right. Yeah.
We were very excited.
They were so stoked.
Yeah. Dude, I only been here a month, and look who
So we get this person on, Nigel, from Hillsong United. We start to interview him, and things just weren't really...
Yeah, it was one of my favorite things, because I set it up to where they thought we were interviewing Hillsong. And I knew, of course, at the time I played it off like we didn't know. But you actually have this incredible character.
Nigel apologized to me, and he goes, this just keeps happening.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. If they would take a moment to just listen... They would know.
Where does it come from? Because you have so many incredible characters. I mean, obviously, you talked about creating them in a space where you could not mock a situation,
but
kind of like safety. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, man, there are so many that I don't even know where
Nigel,
to begin.
Nigel, you know, is a combination of things. When I lived in Calcutta, India, I went to a British school.
Okay.
And so one of the things that we were forced to do every morning, well, besides wearing, you know, shorts and a little shirt kind of uniform.
Yeah.
You know, like you're an AC/DC.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm all, do I know him from school? That's Angus.
Yeah.
So we had to sing this song, you know, all things bright and beautiful, all things great and small. Like me budget. So, you know, I'm just on the American channel right now. Talking with you guys. But there's all kinds of, you know. Okay, so British school during the day, come home and then switch out and communicate with Indian kids.
Yeah.
And they were speaking Indian British English.
Wow.
Oh.
How was your day at school? No, I don't really want to talk about it. It was horrific. We had to study and concentrate.
Man.
So I was there when he created the Hillsong guy on accident, because I was in Springfield. He was just messing with us because me and Will were there working on some Pristina stuff over in Springfield with Dave.
And I felt left out. I'll be honest. They're all like doing like some dubstep, you know.
Whoa.
I'm like, I really like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to go play.
Yeah. So,
but I'm not a musician, right?
Right.
So I walk out there and I gave him this crazy out of the blue compliment. And it shut it down for a minute, and we're laughing, and Joey's all like, I just think I saw the future.
Oh, dude.
Thank you, Joey. It's
amazing.
Always like that, man. We get in here,
right,
and stuff happens, and it goes really fast.
The mix-up was Hillsong sounds like Hillsong.
In Brit.
Yeah.
It was like
with Hillsong and Dave's Hillsong. What's the mix-up?
Right.
Get with it. Dave's from down under. We's underground.
Have you ever because you do photography for some
Monday,
of the,
Wednesday, and Friday
the biggest stars, not even in the Christian industry, just all over. Have you done anything with Hillsong yet?
No.
Oh,
well,
man.
No. Yes and no.
Okay.
So I haven't with you guys. Yes, it's out there, and
right?
You guys gave me a recording of the show for personal use only.
Yeah.
And so personally, I've played it on my my person for some friends in music world.
Okay.
And the cool thing is that we're never ever mocking Hillsong.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah.
The whole thing is it's like a parallel mix-up with this band who's confused for the great Hillsong.
Right.
Yes. And even Nigel winds up saving himself because he had to learn the lyrics for Hillsong.
For Hillsong, yeah.
And he saved himself. Yeah.
It's so funny,
yeah,
man.
So all, you know, like pretty much all musicians can relate to it because it's all about the struggle.
Oh, man.
Even Hillsong had to struggle way back when.
Right.
Yeah. We have Dave Dobson hanging out with us right now. And let's talk a little bit about you being a missionary, because when you think of somebody being a missionary, that's not a very glamorous life.
No, man. There's definitely the sacrifice side of it. Like a couple of weeks ago, I had to say see you later, because adventurers and travelers never say goodbye. Mm. So I had to say see you later to my niece and nephews who are now missionaries in Malaysia.
Wow.
And so they went to a city called Penang, but for the last year I kept
promoting. That's
where
the chicken comes from.
Exactly.
Okay.
But I told them that this place is so cool that really they had to change the name to Padang. So for a whole year I've been promoting, you know, you got to go, it's going to be fun. And that was our perspective as a family.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, it is really hard to say see you later.
Yeah.
Oh, they're really
man.
Cute.
Man. Gosh. Yeah.
Even Noah and Emma, not to mention any names on the air, but if they're listening, we miss you.
So how did you get into photography? Because, you know, like we were saying,
my parents are missionaries. I grew up in Calcutta and in Cairo, which is an incredibly visual city, both of them. And they easily have, you know, Calcutta and in Cairo, Egypt. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So each of them have like roughly 20 million people. And so growing up, I would go walk the dog and you would see an elephant in the street. You would see a snake charmer with a cobra. You would see a possessed man running around with not too much more than his smile on.
Right.
And as a kid, you're like, oh my gosh, what do I do with all this?
Right.
How do I process this, you know? I was never really into writing a journal because I can't spell.
Okay.
But a friend of mine, a friend of our family, Rich Wilkerson, he came through and he left me his camera at the end of his trip.
Wow.
And so I'm like, oh my gosh, this is now the door, or, you know, like this opened up the door to exploring, to adventure. And I had a reason. So normally I could walk the dog and within 9 minutes he would have done his stuff and it was just the end of the block and back. But the funny thing is his Mother Teresa lived at the end of our block.
Gosh,
yeah, it was just nuts, man. It was just crazy. So I would take our dog Benji, and Benji, if you're listening, love you. he hadn't been with us in person for a while. But no, I'm serious.
I like Job dogs in him.
Yeah. He's with Job right now.
He's with Job.
Yeah. So I would go walk the dog for an hour, hour and a half, and we'd be like walking across rickety old British buildings, exploring. Man. I would never let my kids do that now if
right.
I had kids.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm celebrating 49 years of being single.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
It's going good, man.
Yeah, no, I'm years great. Yeah. 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 Committed to it. That's good.
But it could change, y'all. Yeah. But dang.
All right, so how did you get to meet Mother Teresa?
She's a friend of the family.
Okay.
So my dad's uncle and aunt have a huge missions project in Calcutta, and they have a 200-bed hospital. And things were so crazy at the time in the 70s that Mother Teresa was teaching at a school at the end of our block.
Man.
So like in the main sanctuary here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she decided there's other teachers. I got to get out there and start helping in the streets, you know, and it's like crazy. My dad's uncle and aunt were doing the same thing. So they became friends. They're working together. A while ago, my dad's uncle passed away. And so now you've got my Auntie Hulda Buntane and Mother Teresa, two single women rocking Calcutta, making a difference.
And your auntie, Calcutta Mercy Mission, I mean, she does incredible things.
She's, I'm not legally allowed to say how old she is.
Okay.
But she rocks harder than most bands.
Dude, she's incredible.
Yeah, it's
she
unbelievable.
Does amazing things.
It's hard for me to keep up with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so you got these two power women you know, using the skills and talents that God blessed them with mm-hmm. to make a massive difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so that's how I met her. And a funny story with Mother Teresa was, as a kid, we used to always have to wave, you know, we would
right.
like, yeah. that's Sister Teresa, wave at Sister Teresa.
Then Did you ever call her Terry from the block?
No, actually. Oh, okay. We had no TV those days, Baba. What yeah. to do? We have to give respect. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I touched your toes when I came in. Yeah. You're wondering what's going on. Joey, get this madman out of the studio. He's trying to steal our sneakers. No, just to give respect, no? So one time I'm taking pictures at an event where Mother Teresa and Annie Hulda are sitting, and I see her, Mother Teresa lean over and whisper, and then my auntie starts laughing, and they're looking at me. I'm like, oh, great. You know?
Yeah, Mother Teresa just cracked a joke.
Exactly. Exactly. So afterwards, my aunt goes, Mother Teresa leaned over and said, Hulda, you need to smile. The boy from BBC is here. And she goes, that's my nephew.
That is so awesome.
It's cool to be family, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Man, incredible.
Dave Dobson hanging out with us. And you do some amazing characters.
Yeah.
And what are you working on right now as far as, you know, your life?
Sharing all that?
Yeah, sharing all of
it. Okay, so I got extremely blessed. When I was in high school, I was yearbook photographer for like 4 years in a row. And I was kind of rock star on campus.
Right.
And minus the spandex and so on. But, but you know, I knew everybody because of the camera, right?
Right.
And life was good, man. I was skipping classes. I was getting credit, you know, and we were in publishing. So, but the night before graduation, I started freaking out. And I was like, what am I going to do in 24 hours? I'm going to be a nobody. And I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? Okay, what's my career going to be? What's my plan for when I get back to the States? I got to make something happen for me, man. I got to push it. I got to do it. I. And at about 3 in the morning, actually 3:12, I realized that I couldn't figure out what I was going to do for my life. And I go, stop. This is wrong. I go, okay, God, I'm just going to make a deal with you. I don't know what I'm going to do, but yeah. I will go anywhere, anytime, as long as you provide the way. And basically, he said, wake up, you're late, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool that God talks like that. That's a great accent. I didn't know.
That's why all the Old Testament movies, right? And New Testament. In the middle of the Middle East.
You're right.
He's got proper English accent. Behold, I didn't think so. Is there any angels who's got some tartar? You know, doesn't...
It's incredible. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. And all of them, all have British accents.
It should sound more like, really, we only have two fish and three loaves, Yanni. What can we do with this?
Yeah.
That would be more...
That's more accurate. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's incredible.
That's so awesome, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So cool.
There's a lot of Padang in the Bible. Serious. You just got to look, man. It's your own fault for not looking it up.
So, Dave, in all these times, you know, so I got to know Dave during my, in 94, when I was putting on my first record, the record label just paired me up to take pictures with him, right? And then we became friends and hit it off right away. Friends ever since. And so, but what always funny to me is with every one of Dave's accents or characters, he's always come up with this like crazy, gnarly, elaborate, fake story, you know, about their adventures or whatever.
It might seem fake for you, yeah. but I'm living it.
So he gets off the thing today. He's like, oh, well, you know, Ilsong's going on an Asian tour, like a tour of Asia. I'm like, what? How are you even coming up? Like, and so we're
well, we've got some Asian dates. We're going to be playing Tokyo. We're going to be doing Hong Kong, and we're going to be in Vietnam. And so it's like we're quite excited about it.
Have you played Asia before?
No, actually, we've never been, and we're probably never going. But Tokyo, it's like basically we're playing in Little Tokyo, right?
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
We're playing at Sushi King.
Yeah.
Acoustic set. Then the Golden Panda.
Yeah.
Was going to be, you know, a little bit drum and bass.
Yeah.
And then we're hooked up with a celebrity chef, his Hufang Wok.
Yeah.
Hufang Wok. You might, you know, so he's doing like dim sum, drum and bass, a bit of jungle, and see what happens. You're all invited. We might have to split a dim sum.
Oh, my gosh.
Who wants a half a pork for half a veggie?
Gosh.
Dope, right?
It's I can't breathe, like,
I can't even know what he's doing with that.
Dave, why don't you have your own TV show?
I know!
Why aren't you? Because
you guys aren't on TV yet.
Yeah, that's true, man.
They're kind of like halfway on the interwebs. We're punk rock getting there. We're getting there punk rock style.
Yes.
Let's do it. Okay.
So I forgot your original question. What am I doing with all this? Okay. So, yes. So I made that deal. Sorry. I made that deal. So basically I got to about 133 countries. Lots of reruns because of projects and stuff. Yeah. And I loved it. It was awesome, amazing, unbelievable. I met people like Joey along the way, hanging out.
Highlight.
We did a music video in Prague. Wow. In the middle of winter, and it was just
was that for Oxygen?
Yeah. Oh man.
Shut up. Yeah. Hey, of which, shut by up. The way, one of his best songs ever.
Yes, I know.
Joey is a master lyricist. Yeah. Let me just give you a little shout out.
Write something right now.
Okay. No. Wait. Here's mathematician. Okay.
Yeah.
Oxygen.
Where were you when I was writing it? Because
if there is one thing left that I could embrace, it'd be your face. It'd be your grace.
That's
it'd be
two
these
things.
Two things.
That's actually
if there was one thing that I could embrace about you, God, so it would be both of these
it
things.
It was so funny because you made that joke to make fun of me not that long ago, actually. Maybe what, like 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, maybe.
And that song's really, really old, and I never even realized
that I said that. Master lyricist, terrible at math.
Until he brought it up, and I was just like, oh, man.
Yeah. It's my favorite
story
music
of my
video.
It's a great music video.
Yeah.
Nice. That's where Story of His Life came from, because I was mocking him and just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just a collection of failures.
Yeah.
This will be funny.
Oh, this song really hurt when I wrote it.
Yeah.
It's called Steve-O.
Yeah.
If there is a God of grace, I hope he finds your face. You might be breathing your last bit of oxygen.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Dave.
Dave Dobson hanging out. It's already 7:37.
Can't even breathe.
Are you kidding me?
Man, we're almost done.
Seriously.
No.
We'll just keep going with you.
I know,
I'm not
right?
Take a break.
So. I like that. This is good.
Okay, so back to the original question.
Let's get back to
4 hours later.
One, right?
4 hours later.
Oh man.
So I started thinking. You know, I'm entering kind of like the golden years of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, slowing down a bit, and so I'm like, how can I share all these experiences with the next generation before I forget them? And so I'd been praying for a couple of years, God, I want something big. So I'm driving from Dallas to Springfield, Missouri, and he's kind of like, yeah, you've been asking for something big. What about something massive?
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow. And so I'm like, all right, I got 6 hours. What do you got? So we're just, you know, driving and kind of like, you know, having a creative meeting.
Yeah.
And the whole idea of doing ebooks for kids kind of came about.
Yeah.
And so I chose ebooks because I can add photos, videos, and tons of links. So there was a lot of people who helped me out and, you know, Big Brother Hookup and, you know, hey, you need to go over here and meet so-and-so and that kind of thing. So I wanted to do the same for the next generation. So in my stories, they're all based on actual photo assignments that I've done overseas.
Wow.
So it's for kids, 8 to 12 of all ages.
Right.
Mentally, that's me too.
Yeah.
And there's Nigel and the rest of the band.
Yeah.
We all are basically all together, we equal 11.
Yeah.
Me mum's in charge of the money and what?
Yeah.
Say budget it out 20 quid. Yeah. In royalties, we each got 20p.
Oh, man.
So we got some snaps with it. Anyway, so. So to share all these experiences with the next generation of kids, basically, I just want to encourage and inspire. That's the whole purpose behind the book project. And I want to help kids realize that each of us is born with a special gift to activate that gift and make their world a better place. I'm not saying that you have to be a missionary, but hopefully by the end of the story, the kids are going to be so wound up, so jazzed, and they're going to, you know, they'd be like, what can I do?
Yeah.
Mm. So it's called ddadventurebooks.com.
Okay.
And we're looking for help.
Yeah.
And so
There's tons of stories, and there's two parts to every episode. So there's a really cool hook, and a hook is the adventure way to get through the country.
Okay.
To the project that's helping kids 8 to 12. And we always meet kids 8 to 12 in country, brother right. and sister or not, who we learn everything about the culture from. So, for example, in the adventure on the Amazon, I'm flying with a bush pilot, a female bush pilot named Linda Luftsum.
Okay.
And she's super hot. Because it's revenge. It's revenge. Yeah. And, Lord, if you're listening, yeah. plug your ears for a sec.
Yeah.
No disrespect to all the bush pilots I've yeah. worked with. Well, good pilots. I'm still alive. But they were always guys.
Right. Yeah. yeah.
So what about making the bush pilot female? Because there are female bush pilots. So,
yeah.
So I've heard. And encourage young girls that, hey, you could be like Linda Luftsum when you grow yeah. up. And do yeah. things that are like considered not normal or maybe impossible.
Yeah.
But all things are possible through Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. So Linda Luftsum, she's an ace bush pilot down in the Amazon. I meet her. She flies me downriver. Because she runs meds from the base to a floating hospital that's working to help kids.
Man.
I don't want to give the story away, but it's well good.
Yeah.
And we've learned quite a bit from Linda. Yeah. What's this button do? Don't touch it. That removes the propeller. Yeah. So we've got to drift down river now, right?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. If yeah. he's all right with that. Sorry, that's Nigel speaking. You can ask Nigel to leave at any moment.
Oh, man. Gosh.
So it's super fun. It's very creative. There's a bad guy in my story, and all bad things come from this character called Scorpino.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So anything that's, like, negative is him. There's, like, I get my mess.
Is he Italian? Is Scorpino, like, fantastic?
Scorpino was involved with some bad boys from the school playground, and okay. Things developed from there. Yes. Importing, exporting, such diversions.
Dude, you can do any... I'm like trying to think of any accent that I've never heard you...
Well, there's one of my favorites that's in the room with us. And if Ilsong had a promoter from the States...
What about your Indian guy? Where's Numbnut?
Oh, yes, dude.
Numbnut said he'd come out for a second, but he wants a promoter who's going to be helping the Ilsong.
Yes, dude. Yes.
Okay, I hate being put on the spot. So, so Joe, you can just come over here and whisper the character for me.
That's weird. But awesome.
Oh man!
So there's so many episodes. There's so many stories, and I'm looking for sponsors of the episode. Sponsors are like a missions group who has a really cool story, but they haven't really had a way or a platform to share their amazing ministry with next generation. The adventure hook to get there. Every country we visit is awesome. There's never a negative about the country where we're in, but we always find something cool. There's
Except
a recipe.
For that, you could get shot or the cobra could bite you.
Nigel been shot several times and he got bit in a bum with a cobra.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, but that's in the extra bits.
Yeah.
It's those freckles, man. Mate.
Yeah.
No. There's a bit of a story to those freckles. Oh, we wrote a song about it called Freckles.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But super fun. Missions is fun. Otherwise, why would God ask you to do it?
Right.
Yeah. So I really believe that if God asks you to do something, he already put those interests in your heart before you were born, because he's got like amazing plans for you to use those.
Yeah.
And you have a choice. I mean, you can do what he's got lined up for you, or you can go your own way. And, you know, I've done that. I lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Like well over $127 today.
Oh, wow.
You know, doing stupid, like, that wasn't God's plan. Okay.
Right.
All right, there goes lunch.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation where God called you to do something and you didn't want to go and do it and you were scared? Kind of a Job situation.
I'm an adventurer traveler at heart. So I never had a problem working overseas. One of my favorite, well, probably my favorite day in missions is Afghanistan.
Wow.
And we had to go through two countries to get there. We drove across the border. We took what was left of a bombed out bridge and floated across this little river, got into Afghanistan. It was Ramadan, so no food during daylight hours. And excuse me. And we had less than 24 hours. We had from sunrise to sunset to get the whole story. And there's we had heard that that there was kids running around in the snow with no shoes.
Wow.
So we went, found out, yes, it's true, got 1,000 pairs of rubber boots.
Wow.
Helped the kids, and then sent 17 containers of aid over.
Yeah.
And I asked, what's this area called where we are? They said, in English, it's called the Basin of Blood, because they've been fighting since Alexander the Great.
Wow.
So on that day, I felt that as a photographer, I did absolutely the best thing that I could with my skills, my talent, to make a difference.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford 1,000 pairs of rubber boots.
Right.
For sure, I couldn't afford 17 containers. But being the photographer, sharing the story, teamwork, we made a big difference.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. And that's what I think, that's the most fascinating thing about your journey to me, is how these crazy things happen, and it's not the photographer's role, but you played such an important piece. Like, you were a big piece in the puzzle, and then that's what...
Teamwork.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's where we all kind of lose sight of stuff, is we think, oh, I've got to be that guy that gets the shoes, or I've got to be that guy, or this guy, and that's not the case.
Here's a super quick story. I'm in Cuba, okay, legally, and finished my mission trip.
Fascinating.
Yes. And I'm working my way up to the ticket counter, and there's a little boy and girl watching me. Okay, cool. I'm working my way up. The little girl comes to me, and she says, you know, like, could I have your chewing gum? And I said, no, I'm so sorry. I don't have any more pieces I would share with you. She's like, okay. She goes, she comes back. She's like, can I have your chewing gum? I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't have any more. And I've been chewing this all the way from town. It's, you know, it's old. And she's like, okay. So then I get to check in. I check in. She goes, can I have your gum? That one in your mouth. You know, but this is in Spanish. And I'm all like, are you serious? I pulled it out. And she's like, yes. And so I said, here, take it. So I gave it to her. She split it with her brother.
Oh.
They're chewing the gum. We go through the airport to the next lounge, and I can see them, and she says to her brother, I have to go to the bathroom. You can chew my gum till I come back, but then I get it back.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So you don't have to be a millionaire to make a difference.
Right.
It can be as simple as sharing chewing gum. I mean, I don't recommend it. But at that moment.
It's amazing what, I mean, you know, to us, old gum, it's like, I've been chewing this for, you know, my jaw hurts, it's lost its flavor, and
plus,
that probably
disgusting.
Changed
you would
their
never
world.
Think about,
yeah.
Like, man. I'll give you this old gum I've been chewing.
Right. But to her, it was like the greatest gift on the planet.
One of the hopefully good things about Nigel is the concept of, like, God can take a mix-up and make a remix out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, we mix up a lot of, like, lyrics that didn't even match. And we, like, present them to the Lord. He's like, all right, it's going to take a minute.
Yeah.
And boom, here comes a remix.
Yeah.
Like, that's absolutely brilliant, Lord. He goes, what you think?
Yeah.
You seen what I've done with the fish and the bread, right?
Dave Dobson,
oh, man.
Hanging out with us.
Gosh.
This is awesome, man.
Mix-ups to remixes.
I'm so glad you're here.
Dude, yeah, incredible.
So how long are you going to be in Albuquerque for?
I'm here right now. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. You never know. I love that. Oh, man. Mm. It's incredible.
So I'm gonna call you out, Dave, because I would say that Dave's scariest adventures would be... being at, like, women's conferences, having to shoot those with the secret hope that he's going to find Mrs. David Dobson.
Oh, right?
Yeah. But it's a...
Oh, man.
So we went to a very big women's conference, and I was from fashion in Milano, so I go, and these are some observations for things that I saw. And number one, the women's conference is the best smelling conference in the world. I went to Royal Rangers Camparama. The boys ran for 5 days with no shower, no nothing.
Yeah.
And the worst. Okay, I prefer the women's conference 50,000 to one.
Yeah.
So I am looking from a fashionista background, and notice to the outfits. And some outfits, I thank God for the New Testament and for forgiveness.
Because,
Yeah, it's a different style, but no complaints. So for me, a biblical principle I always refer back to is short black tight. Yeah. If you want a revival, you got to do something. You have to take the first step. Other outfits, which were to me personally a no-no, if you can see from Dan to Beersheba. This is not, we're not a tourism company, we're here to praise the Lord. Yeah. Why? Why? 40 years in the desert, we don't need any more.
Oh my God.
Salvatore Ferragamo. Why? The Lord gave us the Dolce & Gabbana, he gave us Gucci, he gave us Prada. Why you do like this? Make the best you can with what you have. Have a style.
Oh, gosh, my cheeks hurt.
I know.
So bad.
I'm like, I don't need to go to the gym today.
I was really just referring to the line that your mother told you.
Gosh.
Oh.
Okay, but I got to know which character that was.
Fantastici Fabuloso.
Okay.
The greatest fashion photographer in the whole world.
Yeah.
A bit pompous, but...
Oh, man.
A big heart.
Amazing. So, you have so many characters.
Yes.
You have so many voices.
Well, I traveled around the world by myself.
Yeah.
I wind up talking to myself. Like 14-hour flight to Hong Kong. 16 hours to Johannesburg, you know? We get talking.
Right, right? So, are
chicken
any...
or beef? Well, who's you talking to? I like chicken, he likes beef, and this one's vegetarian. Yeah. You got a mix. They're like, no, just cheers. Sorry, this roast taken. You can't see him, but it's me plus eight. Who are you talking to?
Oh man. Are any of them based off of human beings in
your
life?
One of my characters is like, give you a hug right now. It's not me.
Yeah. Have you, like the Italian
This
designer.
One don't like flying. He's a bit nervous. He's already holding your hand. It's not me, ma'am. It's not me. It's in character. Nigel.
Oh my gosh.
You were telling me just on the way in here about you had some humor that's like revenge humor.
Oh yeah.
Like, what do you mean by that?
Well, revenge humor just means, like, taking on the character or creating a character from the situation that I had to deal with. Mm-hmm. And so that way I can, like, it's my way to kind of, like, deal with it, process it, make fun of it, and then drag it to the trash.
Okay. Yeah.
Nigel keeps crawling out.
Yeah. So are these any? Have any of them been based on human beings in your world? Loosely.
Yeah. Fantastici Fabuloso.
Okay.
A long time ago, I wanted to be a fashion photographer. So I moved to Milan, and it was like God let me into the lobby of certain things, but never through any open doors.
Yeah.
Never worked out. He blessed me with shooting with the top men's model in the world, meeting very famous women supermodels, all that kind of stuff, but never... The door never opened. And so I'm like, okay, cool. It was fun to be in the lobby. And I got frustrated with it. And then out of that came Fantastici Fabuloso, the most pompous, arrogant photographer in the world. And that's how I dealt with that.
Okay.
Yeah. So 8 years of therapy in the Sicily and okay. My pants are not as tight as before. And it's a new life. I can breathe.
Oh, man.
Gosh, man. So the live line's just blowing up. People just wanting to hear more from you, David.
Thank you.
Oh, it's incredible.
Mm. Well, it's every time I've come to Albuquerque, the absolute, total, super fun bonus has been to be with you guys on the radio.
Yes, man. We love having
you. No one else will let me do that.
Yeah.
Any of us.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is like home.
Yeah. And I love it.
In previous years, joking around like with the Indian character, like, oh, it's so good to be back in Albuquerque.
Yeah. You know,
very capital of the U.S., a lot of spice. I feel like dancing. This is from one of our blockbusters that we've done.
Gosh, man.
Amazing.
It's incredible.
He always asks. He loves you guys. He's like,
you
think I could come visit them?
I was so stoked. And of course, you know, Dave the drummer, Dave Adams, and Chrissy, everybody's like, give him hugs! Everybody's so excited that you're in town. So.
Thank you.
All the single ladies.
All the
single ladies. Excited that you're here.
Yeah, it is.
Dave, thanks so much, man.
Thank you.
God bless you.
I don't want it to end. I don't want it to end.
We got to take a break. We got Slow Motion Theater. We have Rachel Lee Cook on the show.
Woo!
Hang out with us. We'll be back.
I may be calling the wrong number, but I wanted to give feedback. The DJs on the Star 88 were asking for feedback. So my feedback is excellent radio station, great promotion of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but try not to get hysterical as often.
Take your shoes off and have a seat in the recliner, Steve. That was an Olympic moment.
USA! USA! Guys, I don't...
All right, hang on.
The loud, hysterical stuff goes too far and loses a lot of people.
Headlines for you.
We've got energy for you.
Like, we end up flipping the station because of the stress of the loud hysteria.
Oh, my gosh! Get ready to spend another year regretting every single moment of your life, Steve Owens!
So I'm just asking them to chillax once in a while and not be quite as funny or stop themselves from laughing hysterically.
There was... Because none of us had met him.
I'm going to puke. Stop it.
Don't puke.
Oh, my gosh.
It's something I suffer from, but I have to work at it so I don't lose my family. Okay? God bless you guys.
Greatest interview of all time, Dave Dobson.
One of the greatest humans of all time.
Oh, man.
We were talking about it off air. If you missed it, David Dobson, the last hour, hanging out with us. Incredible photographer. But the amazing thing is, he is one of the most famous photographers.
Yeah, he's sharing and a story about how he knows and he photoed Mother Teresa.
Yeah, you know, that's, just lived on crazy. The same block with her, grew up a missionary kid. But, and yet... Not once did he really mention his photography. Do you know what I mean? It was all about what the Lord has done and what God is doing in his life. These incredible characters he's created over the years because of his life experiences. Truly, like one of the most genuine dudes I've ever met. I love Dave Dobson!
Here in the hallway at Star 88, we have like records from yesteryear.
Yeah.
Like old school record. I mean, and we're going through and like the promo shots on the records.
Oh, Platinum Third Day. Yeah, that was, I did that.
I took that picture.
I took
that one and that one and that one.
That's ridiculous. So awesome.
Liveline blew up. Everybody wants to know, like, is he performing somewhere this weekend? No, he's just a really good friend.
Is he performing?
He's truly not. Like, he's not. And that's the thing. Off air, we were like, dude, start a TV show.
Yeah.
Do something.
A video cast, something. I don't know.
Gosh, I'm not even joking. I mean, we're going to the gym today. But I wouldn't need to because my
cheeks hurt so bad. I don't want to laugh.
Rock hard at this
point.
He's
got abs of silk. Over there.
So much. I don't have to laugh for the rest of the month. Seriously.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody on the live who this is my most favorite show ever. Ricky Gervais on Star 88. Can't stop smiling. Thanks, guys. Please come back. So hilarious. Mm. I love that. How do we hear more of him? Oh, we're just going to have to keep bringing him back.
I guess you could follow him on what is he? Does he have Facebook? I know he has Instagram.
I mean.
Go follow him.
Yeah.
Dave Dobson.
Gosh, he's incredible. Photo, I think
it's Dave. Yeah, I'm going to go.
Dave Dobson
to,
Photo.
I think it's
on
David.
Instagram.
I think he goes by David on the. On
David
the,
you know, Dobson yeah. Photo. Yeah. Find him on Instagram and probably Facebook.
Yeah.
And the Twitters.
Just everywhere.
Mm. Do we need to look at the roads? Are we okay?
Let's take Everything a double fine? Check. Let's do it. Yeah, we need to. Okay. Accident shoulders blocked I-40 west at Wyoming. Also, we have an accident in the left lane is blocked I-25 north at Cole Avenue, and it is starting to get stacked up. You're down to about 10 miles an hour around that accident if you're traveling north. Lots of road construction in the area and your typical morning time traffic congestion. So you guys be careful out there. Do your best. Oh, also a rollover accident, Indian School Road West at Wantabo. Westbound restrictions for that one. So you guys be also in prayer for those people involved. We got another accident, Rio Bravo Boulevard East at 2nd. So 4 or 5 accidents right now on the traffic map. You guys be careful that you're looking at traffic.
Traffic!
All right, coming up here in about 10 minutes, we have Rachel Lee Cook.
Oh, man.
She was in She's All That.
Josie and the Pussycats.
Yep. She's been in a lot of things.
Get Carter with Sylvester Stallone.
She'll be joining us at 8:20. We have Pooh Hall from Ray Donovan coming up at 8:40.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking I'm going to move Slow Motion Theater to 9.
Whoa. Okay, good, because I was going to say, how do we follow?
Yeah, because I just laughed my life away.
You're took
and
that.
Yeah.
I just don't want to laugh again until 9 o'clock. Okay? Stop laughing.
Because it's just not going to be as funny.
Be like, it won't be.
Well, we're not as funny as Dave.
So. It won't be as funny.
Tune in for light laughs in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
So right now, I think we should talk Olympics.
Okay.
Let's get this out of the way because...
By the way, it's David Dobson photo.
David Dobson photo. Thank you. Yeah.
David Dobson photo.
Oh, man. Let's find out what's happening at the Olympics. What is that?
Come on! Oh. No! Protest! What? Protest!
What?
What was that?
What?
Oh, wait. It
sounded like a protest.
That was the shot put.
Come on!
That's the shot put.
That was real?
Yeah, Joe Kovacs.
What?
He got the silver medal in shot put yesterday. Oh, that's, and I missed it. If I would have known he would have reacted like that when he threw a shot put, I would have been all
protest?
About it. That's how he rolls, man. That's just how he does things. But,
protest.
It's... Come on! Oh, hold on a second. Push it. Put that in there.
Oh, I just found my karaoke song for the weekend because I've been really trying to find one.
The big man has done it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Shot puts. No joke.
Yeah.
please video yourselves at Joey's karaoke.
You are the worst. You are the worst.
I'll be
this is my favorite party of the year.
UFC 202 with John Jones. Thank you very much.
You know what? It's very important for us. Be blessed. So you are sacrificing.
I know.
You're taking one for the team. You are missing the greatest party of the year.
I know.
That's okay. It's for our future.
Okay, let's talk about Swim Shady. Lochte Gate. Oh, Brazilian police say Ryan Lochte lied about being robbed at gunpoint, along with three other U.S. swimmers. They claim two of the others, Gunner and Jack, admitted that the story was fabricated. Now, police have recommended that Lochte and the fourth swimmer, James, be indicted for falsely reporting a crime. And Lochte, he's already back in the United States. But it appears that Afegan is still in Rio with Bence and Conger. Now, the real story, I'm sure you've heard it. We kind of touched on it yesterday at the end of the show a little bit, what came out, because it's just things weren't adding up at all. The video, a surveillance footage that came out, all that stuff. Details still a little cloudy. It sounds like the guy stopped at a gas station to go to the bathroom after a party, and they ended up vandalizing a bathroom door when they couldn't get in. And at least one of the guys... went to the bathroom on an outside wall, and they may have caused some other damage besides just the door. Witnesses say they were pretty messed up, and Lochte was said to be particularly agitated. Now, the swimmers and Lochte, they're still saying that they were robbed. They're sticking to this story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Now, they're saying they might be telling the truth about that. A confrontation ensued between the swimmers and gas station employees. One of them was an armed security guard who may have pulled a gun on them, but Brazilian authorities say it was just to control the situation. Lochte and his buddies offered them about $50, but then wanted more, so they ended up giving them $400.
Dang.
Surveillance footage shows the swimmers leaving the bathroom and getting in their cab, but being stopped by a gas station employee. And you can see him in the surveillance footage. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
The surveillance?
Well, I saw a still photo. I didn't watch the video.
Yeah, you can see him sitting down on a curb with their hands up at one point. But you don't actually see a gun. But if someone did point a gun at the swimmers and demand money, is that a robbery?
See, we talked about it earlier off air. And maybe in America... Because I don't know of a security guard that could hold you at gunpoint and say, you got to pay for that right now. Give me the money. That would obviously be a robbery. But I don't know how things work in Brazil. Like, is that things a power of the security guard? Like, are they in, you know, like, is it that person's responsibility to take the money from them, or was he in fact just taking advantage of the situation?
Right.
Because I guess on a technicality, that would be a robbery.
Yeah.
But to me, it's like they went in, they kicked in a bathroom and destroyed stuff. Like, it's good that they are facing consequences.
Yeah.
You can't just run around, especially at the Olympics, when you are not only carrying your reputation, but the reputation of your country. Like, that's what the Olympics mm-hmm. are
yep.
in the sports arena. You represent your country. You represent the values of your country. Every person that, like, you are the representative.
Well, it's like the three of us. If one of us goes out and acts a fool, mm-hmm. you represent us as well. All of us, the station. You represent Star 88. So you go out and act a fool, then that just doesn't look good station at all. Now, people in Lochte's camp are telling TMZ that the Brazilian police are the ones who are lying. For instance, there's no truth to their claim that any of the swimmers rolled over on Lochte. His camp says all four are sticking to the story that they were robbed. They're also denying claims that they had two women with them. And Lochte's camp is supposedly saying there are 3 minutes missing from the surveillance video that further proves they're telling the truth.
Hmm.
So the U.S. Olympic Committee turned on Lochte and issued an apology to Brazil for the actions of the four swimmers. They just went on to pretty much say, we're sorry that this happened, that it had to happen during, the Rio Olympics. But as of right now, these swimmers, there's still three swimmers that are in custody.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. So are they going to get out? Are they going to be charged?
Man, who knows?
Should they be charged?
That's a pretty crazy situation.
Are they telling half of the truth?
See, that's the thing. It's terrifying on multiple fronts because you can absolutely see where these dudes were partying, drank too much, did some stupid things. But then the also very real side of corrupt government/authorities, because we've also heard the stories on the flip side of people being held up by police mm-hmm. against their will.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
I do think it's interesting that obviously they're being held. And, the U.S. consulate is getting involved.
Yeah.
Hopefully, truth will come to light.
Yeah.
But
they're saying the USOC called their behavior unacceptable and said they might face consequences after the games are over.
Now, we were talking about the fact that, 6 months in prison, but a fine could be what it boils down to because, mm-hmm. Rio lost a lot of money on them Olympics. They need to gain some of it back. They're like, we got empty seats, y'all. This fine is going to be hefty.
Well, you were saying yesterday, though, that 80% of the seats had been sold. And I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
But there's still 400,000 tickets that were not sold.
But you got to think how many seats in all of those events. There's millions of seats.
It's true.
So, 400,000, seems big, but...
Who knows the ins and outs of how much it's going to, in the long run, cost Brazil to have hosted the Olympics?
Yeah.
Because, you do that in the U.S. today, and we're talking, a loss, but we're going to recoup it. We're going to rebound fast. Rio, or Brazil, as a country, not so much.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, amen. That was not her, right?
I don't know.
It's a little early, so.
Well, eat.
Good morning. Hello?
You there?
Hello?
Anyone? Help us.
Help? Hi?
Hello? Okay. Carl?
Oh, I think I have the wrong number.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, goodbye.
All right, thank you. He's like, whoa, there's seven dudes.
By the way, Rachel Lee Cook going to be calling us here in just a few minutes.
Hey, guys, I'm standing by it. Teo?
No, I've seen you over there. I've been watching you. He's over there reading your Twitter.
Yeah, I'm looking.
So how much are you going to be involved in this interview?
I don't want to be.
Okay, you don't want to be, but how much are you going to be involved?
I mean, I don't know, man.
I would like to know.
As long as you set it up and then Teo rolls. I'm just going to...
Oh, I'll set it up.
Stipulations.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you do.
No, not usually when we get on the phone. It's you just jump right in.
I know. That's why you're the host. You're going to set it up.
You scoop right in, man.
Okay, I'm not going to do that today.
Uh-huh.
I hope you're prepared.
Okay.
I'm prepared.
I'm very prepared.
Okay, I hope so.
Prepared?
I mean...
we're going to see how it goes. I mean, people are holding me to this challenge. All right, Steve, let's see. Can you actually do this? I'm like,
there's
oh, man.
No possible way.
Challenge accepted. I want to hear her talk as well.
She is calling us because she has a, it's a movie.
Summer Love, Hallmark Channel. I know. I did a lot of research.
See? He can't even
it airs
let me
this, this Saturday, August the 20th at 7 o'clock our time. I know.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Actually, I was calling to let you guys know they actually already released the swimmers.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they released him. Yeah. In fact, one of them's already coming back to America because he paid $10,800.
Why didn't you say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, to a charity.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, crazy.
Thanks for updating us.
Well, I mean, they were released, but they were still held in the country for questioning.
That's true. Oh, so, yeah, definitely. While Lockie was over here probably vandalizing another bathroom.
Being released doesn't mean they're, like, free, you know? Like, they're still in a foreign country. Like, okay, well, guess I'm going to stay in Rio for a bit.
$10,000?
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, that's buddy. A lot of money, plus money that to give up for vandalizing that restroom.
Yeah, that's right. What you get. That's what you get. Well, steep.
Thanks,
according
bud. To them, they
thanks,
didn't
man.
They didn't really do all that much. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good how morning, Carl.
Excited.
You guys have the, I think you guys got some of the greatest personalities and you do some of the greatest interviews.
Really? Thanks, Carl.
Yeah.
It's I'm you, serious. Carl.
You were the ones, I think you were the ones, weren't you? That when we did, who did we do? We did a member of KISS, one of the two guys from KISS. Did you guys have them?
Oh, of course.
Gene Simmons. You had Gene Simmons. That
Gene Simmons.
Him.
Of course.
And you let him do his own interview. You let him interview himself.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Sure.
That was one of the most brilliant pieces of radio I've heard in a long time.
Appreciate dude,
that,
thank Carl. You, man.
I'll tell you.
I don't know if you pre-planned it, but it was like,
it sounded
almost spontaneous. And I'm like, oh, wow, they're going there. This is really fun. And it was like, finally, like, not the average interview.
Right? 90% like, of our radio is like that. We usually just don't even know what we're doing.
Yep.
And it works, first of all, and it makes for a lot more exciting radio when you know it's not like
thanks,
you know,
thanks,
scripted.
Carl.
Should we do that with Rachel Lee Cook?
I don't even, who?
She knows she's got a great like kind of sneaky sense of humor and she's very not annoyingly self-effacing, but it works.
All right,
beautiful. All right,
I'm stoked.
We're ready.
All right, you guys will be the perfect couple.
Oh yeah, we will.
And you're not cheating. I will. There we go.
Carl, you just made 12-year-old me's life.
Yeah, right. Rachel Lee Cook,
Albuquerque, New Mexico. Gentlemen, it's Buenteo.
What's
yes!
up, Rachel? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing good. Excited to talk to you, and welcome to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, what a beautiful place this is. Look at that studio.
Beautiful. I mean, right?
Carpet, foam on the walls. Yeah.
That's us.
Well, you and Freddie Prinze Jr. like rode off into the sunset in Albuquerque, right? Because he's from
he's
here.
He's from he went to high school. High school. So we went to high school together.
You guys live
here,
right?
Cool. Would you guys have been around the same year? Or, no, you're probably you're hip young radio people. You're
Your age.
I am.
I adore you for that. But I actually went to the same high school at the same time. I was a couple years younger, but yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. That's
one
my,
of the nicest beings I think I've ever met.
Second claim to fame. Yeah,
that's
appreciate
awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Appreciate you.
So here's the deal, Rachel. This is Teo. They're letting me take over for this one.
Yep, pretty much.
Normally, that guy that you just heard, his name's Steve-O. He kind of steamrolls all the interviews.
I love talking to people, guys.
He's,
I mean, come
he's
on,
a great interviewer.
It's happening right now. But anyway, they've decided to let me do it.
Yep.
Because I was like, guys, seriously.
Steve-O.
There
you
go.
I have stuff to talk about.
You are taking care of him already. It's incredible.
I love you. I love you, Rachel.
But I realized you were my actual, for real, first celebrity crush.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad we finally got to meet. That's
I am
awesome.
Too. Yeah, it was Babysitter's Club. Wait, what did you just say?
Started early, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Starting young.
Yeah, for real. I think I was like 12 or 13, and I was like, who is that? What are these feelings? What's happening to me? Armpit hair? What? And now here we are. Full circle. And I'm excited.
You have an actual babysitter who you had a crush on or not, and that's how I got in the mix.
I love it.
No, you didn't have an actual babysitter. You had sisters.
I had two younger sisters that really wanted to see your movie.
You're good.
So I, and then I wanted to see the movie.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
And so then we're going to just keep traveling down the road. So then I go to college.
Oh, my gosh.
She's All That comes out. Well, that was when I was in high school. She's All That fell further into love.
Oh, man.
And then I go to college and Josie and the Pussycats comes out.
Rachel, he's not stopping.
I'm not. So if this is weirding you out, then I apologize. I just got to get off my chest. So anyway.
Then he started.
Thank you for staying in school. This is wonderful.
Yes. But then he started a band and toured the world and did that instead and actually covered Josie and the Pussycat songs.
Number two. It's happening again, Dex. Sorry. Anyway, happening. Before we toured the world, we were a little local band and we covered the Three Small Words song.
Oh.
And it was awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah. Were people like, what are they doing? Great song, but did they understand the origin of its greatness?
We understood the origin, and that's all that mattered.
There you go.
And we
there
would just
go.
Say, Rachel Lee Cook, and they would go, oh, there was like a common understanding amongst all of our people that that you were the greatest.
Oh, that's so kind. Thank you, man. I really wish I could have seen that.
See? Yeah.
Well, it probably wasn't as great as I made it sound.
Rachel, this is why I usually do the interviews.
Yeah. Thank you for the insult, Steve-o.
He's doing great.
He is doing great. He is. I'm sorry, Rachel. I'll stop. I'm going to stop talking.
Yeah. Earlier, I made a bet. I said 1:30, and he starts talking. And I lost the bet because it was actually 5 seconds.
Yeah, he can't handle himself.
But anyway, we were all really stoked that we got this interview, and you have a new Hallmark Channel movie coming out called Summer Love.
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with the Summer Love?
Well, as you can imagine, because, you know, it does have a home on Hallmark, it is a feel-good movie. I play an eternally optimistic, single, suburban mom who's just trying to make a nice, sort of calm, quiet life for her young daughter by finishing out an accounting degree. So my character takes an internship as part of that at this sort of flashy high-tech company where she's completely out of her depth and sort of inexplicably finds herself pursued by the company's CEO. And it's, misadventures ensue.
Wow. It sounds awesome. And another thing, you have two children.
Yes!
And they are they're both under 2 years old. Right? Is that the case?
They're under three. One will be three at the end of September, and my little Theo is 16 months.
Okay. You laid out a piece of advice on Twitter that I thought was great. We have, my wife and I have a 16-month-old kiddo named Johnny. And
oh, exactly.
Yes. You said two toddlers on a plane is like this universal just apology for what has happened or something like that.
Oh my gosh. I am not even sure what just happened. The only thing I know about being with kids on a plane is my favorite thing about it is the parents who just like, you won't know. It'll just be a, you know, business guy on his laptop, but they'll look up and just look at you like you were on the same beach at war. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're just like, I know.
So
you should just see the parents come out, and they, you know, people want to help you, and it's so nice.
Yeah.
But everyone else, you are just like
the worst,
the bottom. Yeah. I feel so bad for people who have to sit next to us sometimes. There's just shouting, there's food spilling, there's just like, oh my god, it's madness.
Yeah, my wife will a lot of times
What about you two?
I'm sorry. My wife will take little packets of snacks and hand them out to people on the plane as a forewarning and an apology before the chaos, because
that
it'll happen.
That is a really, really good idea. I think my kids probably ate all those snacks, but
that's funny.
I have a real question.
Okay, I'm gonna let Steve ask
a question. I'm sorry, guys.
Just go.
Are you kidding,
Rachel? I'm sorry. This is Steve. I have a question for you. I'm a fan, okay? I have a question.
Just go.
I was nerdy theater kid, right? So I'm like the male equivalent of Lainey, all right? I was that guy, and in fact, in high school, played Lysander in A Midsummer Night's Dream, and I know that it's currently...
That's awesome!
Yeah! So it's currently in post-production. I wanted to talk about A Midsummer Night's Dream because I actually had a cat named Shakespeare, and when I was in high school, I was the guy that was like, I'm going to teach Shakespeare to high school students because it's very important, and if you actually understood it, you would thoroughly enjoy it. It's kind of like the Bible. It's thousands of years old and nobody gets it, but if you just like open it up and learn, you'll know. So we got to talk A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Let's do it. Absolutely. What happened to... Okay, we have way too much to talk about. Where to start?
I know, right?
We're out of time.
We're just about out of time. So, of course, I asked the biggest question. You didn't let me talk, guys.
Talk about Shakespeare for at least 5 to 7 minutes?
I mean, that's okay, good. If they tell us we have time, then we have time. We don't want to take up too much of your time because we want to respect you as a lovely individual. But I
will... You're definitely going to tell me that it's off message from promoting the movie, so whatever.
Okay,
We can know that it's important.
It is important. Midsummer Night's Dream, give us an update because I know it's in post right now. What's up with Midsummer Night's Dream?
Well, it was written by obviously.
You know.
Oscar Wilde.
Put together by a guy named Casey Wilde Ermott, who is a very serious student of Shakespeare and someone who has held many jobs within the industry, and this is his first foray into directing, but really came at it from a cool place creatively. He set it in modern-day Los Angeles. My character of Hermia is an actress, big stretch there, and Lysander's a fashion photographer, Theseus is the studio exec, Helena is a screenwriter, and he's just sort of, you know, set up the conflicts within relationships that relate to those professions, and it's a pretty cool device. I think it's going to be a great movie. Nice.
I always love it when you can take something classic like that and kind of make it new and yet pay homage to it, do it well, because I do think Shakespeare is brilliant. Hamlet is still, to me, one of the greatest tragedies of all time, and I just wish more people cared about it, so I was very excited when I saw that. That's my question. That's it. I'll stop talking.
Teo, take us out.
Thank you. Well, I really am so happy to talk about it. No one's asked me about that, and I'm so excited about that film. And I look forward to, a lot of kids being forced to watch it in school. I think that's probably what's going to happen, but I think that's awesome.
So when it's about to come out, you're going to have to come back on the show and talk more about it when you have time, because we would love to hear all about it.
I would love that. Let's do it.
All right. Thank you, Rachel.
That's good. After the interview, Rachel, you're going to get a tweet from Steve-O. He's going to need you to follow him back. Yeah. It's all so he can feel validated. Yeah. But thanks so much.
Deep depression.
Yeah. Thanks so much for spending time with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Right. Looking forward to Summer Love, Hallmark Channel, Saturday, August 20th. Love you, Rachel.
That's Albuquerque.
Bye.
Later. Just a smart...
Beautiful job, Tim.
No, I didn't do a good job.
Are you kidding?
I'm glad you stepped in.
Until Steve-O...
He was over there chomping at the bit.
Derailed your interview.
You know what? I let you have all of it. I knew I wanted to ask that one question, and I was in A Midsummer Night's Dream, huge Shakespeare fan, and guess what? Nobody's asked her about it, and she was stoked on it.
That's because it hasn't come out yet.
I'm just saying.
And she was promoting a different movie.
That's right, Summer Love.
But, you know, she's probably had to deal with a lot of she's all that questions.
I know, exactly. I thought you did an incredible
job.
You
did, dude. No, that was hilarious.
It wasn't a good interview.
Yes, it was.
I lost my footing.
When you were talking about the airplane stuff, and then the dog started barking, and then she couldn't understand you, and then she...
She said, I don't know what just happened.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm going to go follow her on Twitter right now and see if she follows.
I can't imagine you doing that. Wait a second.
Right, Rachel. Oh, my gosh.
Guys, okay, so seriously. I just got to interview my first celebrity crush.
There you go.
That she was my first celebrity crush.
No, I know.
Yep.
How many people can say that? That's great.
I know. Rachel Lee Cook.
I mean, come on, guys. I tried. Did I at least?
Back on top.
All right, we got to take a quick break because we have another interview. His name is Pooh Hall.
You know what, Steve-O? You take that one. I know you're a big Pooh Hall fan.
Nope, you booked it. This is your day, guys.
You booked it, bud.
Yep. This is your day, guys.
All right, we'll be right back. Hey, now.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey!
What's going on in the news today?
Four U.S. Olympic swimmers could, in theory, be charged in Brazil with vandalism and lying to authorities. That's according to the head of Rio de Janeiro's civil police.
Donald Trump must pay a $10,000 fine over a kiosk in the lobby of his eponymous Fifth Avenue building that sold campaign merchandise that violated zoning laws governing privately owned public spaces here in New York. When Trump built Trump Tower, he agreed to make the lobby public in exchange for the right to make the building taller. The kiosk was removed and a bench installed in its place, as required by the city, but an administrative hearing officer found those corrective steps came too late to avoid the penalty.
Former NFL star Darren Sharper sentenced to 18 years in prison.
The Little League World Series is getting underway. It's a repeat visit for one of the team managers.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits for the first time declined last week, and the drop is larger than expected. First-time claims dropped by 4,000 to 262,000. A number below 300,000 indicates a healthy labor market. The report is a sign companies are not laying off workers in large numbers. Federal Reserve policy members have been looking for signs of the job market tightening as they decide whether to raise interest rates later this year.
A military aircraft goes down in Nevada, not far from an Air Force base runway, but the pilot managed to escape before the crash.
8:39, good morning.
High today, 87. Let's take a look at the roads. Traffic! An accident in left lane's blocked I-25 north at Avenue Cesar Chavez. Watch out for that, guys. It's getting stacked up northbound on 25. Also, an accident in left lane's blocked I-40 west at Wyoming. There's tons of stuff going on all around the city. Be very careful. Have a great day. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
Might I add that Dex, your interview with Rachel was...
It wasn't great.
Was
I
beautiful.
Blew it.
No, you... What?
I feel like I blew it.
No.
It wasn't a good interview. It wasn't
kidding?
Enthralling.
I was engaged the entire time.
I wasn't, and she had a dog attack.
She did. I almost stopped the interview and said, are you okay? Is
ma'am?
Somebody breaking in?
Ma'am, are you okay?
Because her dogs were going crazy.
I was nervous.
You
I'll
were
admit
nervous.
It.
It's okay.
She was my, like, first for real celebrity crush.
I know. Good morning.
Hey, it's Dave Levin from Wise Brother. How are you?
Good. Hey, Dave.
Hey, so I got Pooch Hall on the phone for you.
All okay. Right. We're ready for him.
Here's Pooch.
Pooch, welcome to Albuquerque, buddy.
Welcome to Talk to Me, Goose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's my line. You can't steal my line, Pooch.
You stole it.
Oh, man. So have you been to Albuquerque? Have you done any work here?
I think I hosted an event in Albuquerque, New Mexico, if I'm not mistaken. About 2 years ago, I think. They brought me out. And I hosted an event at a club or something. But, I really wish I was able to spend some time. I think I was in and out. I think I came from Dallas, Texas to Albuquerque, and then I had to go back to L.A.
Yeah.
But thanks for having me out there, though, Albuquerque.
Of course, man. I'm a big fan of Ray Donovan. A lot of people are.
Thank you, brother.
You do great, man.
Thank you.
Your role on Ray Donovan is... Are you happy with your character? Because you should be. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all want to be doing more, and the stuff that they have me doing, we have a lot of cast members over there, so, I mean, everybody wants to be doing more, but I'm happy to be on such an all-star cast, you guys. I mean, and then here's the thing, not just it being an all-star cast, we get along as family members, like, we're close, our kids hang out and play together, we go to each other's houses, I mean, John's away from my dad, away from my dad. Leah's my big bro, and I know it sounds like a cliche, but like no. You don't find that in Hollywood all the time.
Yeah,
and we're blessed.
No,
super blessed.
I know what you're talking about because in radio, a lot of radio morning shows don't like each other. But this morning show that you're talking to right now, we're like three best friends.
Yeah, we hate each other.
What?
Thanks for calling, Pooch. Just to give you a window into our lives.
You might have to call Ray Donovan to fix that.
Yes!
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh.
Yep, we need a Ray Donovan. That's cool. Now, you're also the bleeder. Let's talk about the bleeder a little bit,
yes.
Because this is...
Oh, man.
This looks incredible.
Yeah.
Guys, let me tell you something. First and foremost, let's take a second to like just remember the greatest. Rest in peace. I mean, that hit me tough because you know as an amateur boxer, that's how I modeled my style after him. Like my wardrobe, like one of my outfits was the black trunks, white trunks with the black stripe. And Ali and Roy Jones were my inspiration. So to be able to play Muhammad Ali was an honor. Yeah. And Leah came up to me and said, "I think you have what it takes to play the greatest." Wow. In the Chuck Webber story, which completed, he's the original Rocky. He's who Sylvester Stallone got the Rocky series from, in which, you know, eventually Chuck Webber ended up suing Stallone, which they settled out of court. But, you know, Apollo Creed is based off of Muhammad Ali. Mm. So, you know, to see the original movie, before what spawned the Rocky series, I think is going to be really exciting for people. Like, oh, wow, we have Stallone. Stallone's not in the movie, but he consulted. They were talking with him because one of the producers is also from Philly. But the guy who plays Stallone is great.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it. Ray Donovan. Let's get back to Ray Donovan. What's happening right now with the latest season of Ray Donovan?
Well, right now, for me, I mean, it's starting to turn up. We got the Russians involved. Mm-hmm. Ray has, you know, always, you know, when you fix something for someone, when you fix something for someone, you piss someone else off. So I think with Ray, you know, he needs help, and I think at the end of the day, you have to turn to family. So he asked me to help him, which I show some signs of growth. The way I was like, oh. He's accepting me, because in the beginning, in the season one, guys, Ray Donovan didn't accept me. He found out about me later and was upset about it. So the fact that he's starting to trust me is an honor for me, because I think out of all the brothers, I'm the one who probably helped him the most.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah, Pooch, I would be honored if we could talk about this, because this is a Christian station, and all three of us here, we are family men. We have, you know, I've been married 13 years. I got a 12-year-old, 10-year-old, a 3-year-old. And so I don't know how much you like to cross over and talk, you know, personal life, family life. But as a parent, you are a father. You have three children, and your eldest daughter.
I have four.
You have four? Oh, my gosh. I apologize. Four children. Yeah. Working in the industry that you work in, obviously a lot of hours, it's tough. And, so probably a lot of hours away from home. Being a father, man, of four, and your eldest daughter, born with a developmental disability. Talk a little bit about that life of being, an actor and maintaining that role as father, because obviously we know the father role, man, has got to be the most important role in our lives, you know, that we've been given.
No, it definitely is, and like my daughter, you know, my oldest daughter, she's getting ready for school now. That's her in the background. But like the thing about, hold on, honey. The thing about it is, she makes me better.
Yeah.
The thing about her is, she makes the whole family better. And she doesn't know hate. She doesn't know
right.
She doesn't know race. She doesn't know judging or just being disrespectful.
Yeah.
She knows love, and she makes you better. And sometimes, you know, when you see her, she can't walk or talk. Always happy.
Yeah.
It makes you have to rethink about complaining about if there's no red M&M.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so with that being said, yes, baby. With that being said, like my wife has a nonprofit called Inclusion Clubhouse. They're trying to have, you know, everyone with special needs involved with. Yes, baby. Special needs involved with normal kids to come together, so we get to show,
right,
you know, their world, because a lot of times people don't really know what it's like.
Right.
So, you know, with that being said, I'm able to teach my little kids that are coming up under her that they're not being like some of the kids who see my daughter and want to make fun of her or stare at her or point. You got to educate the kids, because now where we are in life, it's just really tough. And like a lot of parents aren't there
Right.
A lot of parents aren't there for their kids.
Yep.
And, you know, for us to be doing that and the work that we're trying to do as far as my wife's nonprofit, mm-hmm. I mean, I think we're trying to raise awareness to let people know that these kids here also have a voice.
Amen.
And that we shouldn't exclude them from normal things that other kids do and, you know, come together.
Yeah,
that's incredible. So, I can't imagine.
It's just a wonderful thing, man.
Right.
And like I said, it makes me better.
I can't imagine the type of focus and balance
right.
that it must take for you to be able to do such a time-consuming career
yeah.
and want to be there for your family. But it sounds like you're doing like a great job.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Kudos to you.
Thank yeah. you. How can I put it? We as men have a job to do.
Amen.
And I think we have a job to do. And, like, if you think about it, some of the stuff that's going on in the world, a lot of the kids that come from, you know, broken homes
mm-hmm.
yeah. or don't have the right role models as far as parents. And so I want to make sure that I give my kids the right upbringing because I don't want them to be on the news or being a statistic.
Right.
So, I mean, I have them involved in, you know, theater arts, soccer, basketball. Yeah. And as a dad, I try my hardest to be at every one of those. My
Man.
Wife is all the time, but, like, I try
right.
my hardest.
Right.
Like, you know,
yeah.
Dad needs to be there. Dad
yep.
needs to be there.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I have three boys, two of them in baseball, one in archery, you know, and so, you know, trying to maintain that balance is such an incredible feat. And I don't think this culture realizes the great responsibility that we as men do have. You know, when I became a father, it changed. My dad died when I was six, so I didn't really have a father figure. And, you know, my whole life I grew up in the church and was told, you know, God is our father. And I didn't really have an understanding of that until I became a dad myself and realized, man, I almost discovered this new type of love that I didn't even know was possible.
Oh, totally, bro.
Yeah.
Totally. Like, you know, sometimes as men, as boys, we don't really know what love is. We're too
right.
busy, like, either running around the yard, want to play football, or chasing chicks, or playing video games, or
right.
whatever. But then when you have a child, and, you know, a daughter, I have two daughters and my two sons, it's like, you don't know what love is, and you're like, oh, my God. Like, all of a sudden,
yeah.
my life,
yeah.
not that my life's not important, but, like, this is a big deal right here.
Yeah. yep.
So, here's the great thing, because living in California and in L.A., it is a little bit isolated. Like I can honestly say, having the cast of Ray Donovan, we're like a family because we all have kids.
Right.
And we all spend time with each other at each other's houses. And, like, you know, John Voight, my dad away from my dad.
Yeah.
And acts like his grandfather. He's yeah. like his grandfather to my kids. Mm. We spent Father's Day together. He came over, brought us an ice cream maker. He came to Father's Day and brought an ice cream maker.
That's
so cool.
Who does that? Who does
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
All about.
Dude, it's so great to get an insight into that, because I think in this culture, in this American culture, this celebrity culture,
mm-hmm.
people just go, man, I want that. And if I could only be in film, or if I could be on the radio, or if I could do this, if I could be a YouTube star, then all my dreams are going to come true. I'm not going to have any problems. And we neglect reality because we are still fathers.
Absolutely.
We are still husbands, like, you know?
That's people want to be famous, man.
Yeah.
I never got involved to be famous. I got in here to work. To provide for my family.
Yeah.
I just so happened to where I got lucky that I have some major projects. But let me tell you something, guys, I didn't come from much, man. I mean, I mean, both my parents were together until I was 16, then we ended up living with my dad. My mom, you know, is no longer with us, but she was an alcoholic.
Wow.
Yeah. It like, trust me, man, it wasn't always easy for me.
Yeah.
So for me to be where I'm at, looking at my kids, I want to make sure I give them everything that I didn't have, and make sure that they have the tools for when I'm not here, so that they can make it happen.
Amen.
Dude, you're a great Pooch. Human being.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm so honored to be able to talk to you.
I'm
today.
Learning from you.
Woo!
Yeah, and congratulations on the bleeder as well. Because,
thank you, guys.
Yeah,
like I said, in the key to that, the key, because I can go on forever, but when you see your daughter who can't walk or talk, it's like she pushes you to be better, and, like, you know, you want to make sure that she has everything to where now all of a sudden I'm not complaining about the red M&Ms.
Right.
I'm not complaining about traffic. You know, to do things suck, absolutely. But I always have to, like, look back at my daughter and be like, no one has it worse than her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Beautiful.
So that's why I'm like, yo, chill out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible perspective this morning, Pooch. Thank you.
Looking forward to the bleeder, man.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan.
Oh, incredible.
Thanks, Pooch.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
God bless you, man. Thank you so much.
See you, man.
Put you guys back, man. You guys have a great weekend. You know what I'm saying? Go out there, support some kids, cheer them on. They need it.
Amen. Yes.
See you, Pooch.
Thank you, Pooch.
That was solid.
Gosh.
Solid interview. So good.
You know what? We got to give Steve-O props. Somebody on the live line says, that Steve-O, I love you all, but it's not the same when Steve-O holds back.
It's not the same.
Stop it.
It was funny because Tao and I realized that his real name is Pooch and not Pooh. Mm-hmm. We've been calling him Pooh all morning long.
You have. His real name actually is Marion. His real name's Marion Pooch's
name.
They
sent us a thing.
Sorry, I did some research.
Spelling.
They gave us a typo this morning. We were thinking it would be really funny if Steve-O came in after coming back from the bathroom and you called him Pooh, but you never did.
I did not. I called him Pooch because I actually did research. Sorry, guys.
But I saw you type in Pooh.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
And nobody saw it, though.
Nobody. Okay. Dude.
Hilarious.
Incredible. And right away, you know, of course, his accolades come up. But anybody can IMDb and wiki the movies that he's been in or going to do. And then I found this random article about his daughter, you know, and it was like, that's the focus.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
His daughter has cerebral palsy. That's his eldest daughter. She actually just recently got her high school diploma.
No way.
So, you know, and it's like, that's humanity. And I think if we can point to, you know, obviously, I mean, all of us in here, I included, we were all huge fans of Rachel Lee Cook.
Oh, yeah.
Crushing hard, man.
Yeah,
but then we got to realize that every single one of us were created for a purpose. Earlier in the show, we had David Dobson on the show talking about all these incredible things that he has done. And at the end of it, he's still a single male adult. You know what I mean? Like, we are all human beings. We all have different goals, dreams, aspirations, struggles, failures, needs, desires. And when we can find those, you know, like, oh my gosh.
It was crazy. I know it sounded probably sounded crazy
because
of everything going on, but we heard, like, we were hearing his real life, and we were hearing the balance.
Yes.
Where he was maintaining
his
professionality. Yeah. But he was also handling the situation.
Yeah, he was
at home.
Hold on, babe. Hold on.
He was doing it.
Yeah. Her, yeah.
Like, so as we're asking him that question, it happened. And we got to see how fantastically he handled it. So shout out to that guy.
Shout
for
out.
For being awesome.
Shout out, Pooch Hall, man.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we got to take just a little break here. And I think we're ready for some slow motion theater.
Yeah.
You don't know what that is? We'll explain it when we come back. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back.
We are back.
Oh, what does that smell? Is that eggnog?
You better watch.
No, it's not.
Better not cry.
Wait, how much rum did you put in this?
Nothing.
It's not rum.
Santa Claus
is coming.
Guys, Christmas is right around the corner. Got to get that Christmas shopping done.
Is it snowing outside?
Checking it.
No,
twice.
Not even a little bit.
It is.
I have 86 degrees.
Santa Claus coming to town.
Not even. Oh, gosh.
To town.
It's August 19th, guys.
Oh, so you're telling me it's 7 days after my birthday.
He knows when you're
dude, that was quick math.
It was.
You didn't have to think about it.
It is 9:06.
I already said it.
So be good.
For
goodness sakes.
Oh.
You better watch out. Traffic.
Let's take a look-see at the traffic, ho.
Looks like all the accidents that were going on earlier have been cleared. And the roads are green, which means go. But go cautiously.
Little
that's your look at traffic.
A little icy?
No, it's the
any
ice
black
storm,
ice
the
out
ice
there?
Has all melted.
Oh.
Does anybody remember that one time when we got to interview Teo's first crush and it was one of the more endearing moments
it
in our show?
It wasn't endearing.
I loved it. I
didn't think I did a good job.
You can't sell it to me. I'm not trying to sell you anything, man. I'm being honest.
Sell it.
We're friends. I wouldn't lie to you.
Yes, you would. That's what friends do to each other.
No,
they lie to each other.
If it was terrible, I would tell you. Man, no, it wasn't your finest hour.
I thought it was great.
Here's why it was great. Because Teo's hilarious. And so he's like usually in quote character. And
I don't
I thought it was really cool. I didn't know about Babysitter's Club. I really just was like, oh, she's all that. And then to find out that Freshman 15 covered Josie and the Pussycats, that was hilarious. And she was along for the ride, man. She was great.
She doesn't love me, though.
Guys, it's been a fun morning already.
She has a
Do we have to do the 9 o'clock hour? I don't want to ruin it.
I know.
We had David Dobson.
You got one more hour, guys.
There is something very near and dear to my heart I'd like to talk about coming up.
Why don't you just 9:30? Go ahead and talk about it right now?
No,
because we'll forget. We had a lot to do. We're just going to... Well,
I have had this up on my computer screen since like 5:30 a.m. I'm not going to forget. No. I'm not going to forget.
Talk about it now.
I don't want to talk about it right now.
Do it right now, man.
No, people don't forget.
Talk about it right now. All right, I'll talk about it right now. Back in the day, the year is 1987, I was a young, impressionable child, not supposed to watch R-rated films. Wait, this was 87? Maybe this is my first R-rated movie.
No, because you had seen other ones in the early 80s.
Oh, there it is! Whoa. Sax Man! On the scene!
Man, how did we get here?
House Party Santa Monica Pier!
Look at that guy up on stage with his shirt off and his bulging muscles.
Go for it, Sax Man!
Wow,
look at
Star.
This bonfire! Oh, Teo, Star, I love Star. You. I love you, Star!
I'm so excited to be here.
Go ahead, Steve.
I love you, Star. Did I mention I love you, Star? There was a little movie directed by Joel Schumacher before he ruined Batman called The Lost Boys. It starred one, Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer!
And our boy, Jason Patrick, before he ruined Speed.
What?
Yeah.
He played Michael. How are your maggots, Michael? What? Maggots. You're eating maggots, Michael. The Lost Boys.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Dude, Alex Winter was in that, who played Bill S. Preston Esquire. Bill and Ted.
Dude, it's been forever since I've seen Lost Boys.
Are you kidding? I own it. Come over tonight and let's watch it.
No. Lost Boys Party.
Corey Feldman, Corey Haim. Gosh, R.I.P. Corey Haim.
I'm not a big fan of the Coreys.
Get out right now.
You like Corey Feldman?
More like Corey
Are
Lane.
You kidding me?
See?
Goonies.
Well, yeah.
Dream a Little Dream. The Lost Boys. Oh my gosh, yeah. I loved the Corys.
But I'm pretty sure they
Corey
weren't in the
Goonies. Now ruined it for me, so I just can't.
You need to leave. Hold on. You need to leave.
Oh, your voice. Did I ever tell you the time I interviewed Corey Feldman? Did I ever tell you the time
no.
I interviewed Corey Feldman?
Oh, I don't know if I want to know. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Oh my
don't
gosh.
Tell me. Don't tell me.
It was.
I was more of a Haim than Feldman, yo.
See, I
more
like
Haim Corey
too.
Lane.
Remember, what was it? License to Chill?
License to Drive. Bro.
License to Drive. Whatever.
Said that joke twice.
Did you? Which one? Which joke?
I was speaking to the audience.
Oh, sorry.
Anyways, ask me about Corey Feldman because he was.
I don't want to know.
Okay.
I don't want to know because I choose to love him. All right.
It's fine.
Choose to love him.
I do agree, though. The Feldmans back in the 80s.
Gosh,
were
they
brilliant.
Were the kings of the world.
They really
the Feldmans?
Were. Oh, yeah.
Dude, remember Dream a Little Dream? Are you kidding me?
Was
Corey Feldman
than,
had MJ.
Was there more than one Feldman?
No, Corey
the
Haim.
Corey's,
Corey
I mean,
Feldman.
Not the Feldmans. Because there was Corey Haim and Corey.
There was
Feldman.
The Coreys.
Yeah.
Oh, Corey Haim was my bro, man.
Dream
we were
a Little
friends.
Dream was great. I love
we
that.
We were friends in my brain hole.
Dream.
Oh, R.I.P., man. No, he's been dead 6 years.
Did you guys ever watch the reality show that came out with the two Coreys?
No!
There was before...
Oh, it was called The Two Coreys.
Yeah, before Haim died, yeah. They had a reality show, and it was so sad because Haim was still battling his addiction.
Do you remember Lucas? Oh, man, such a great movie. That was before Rudy, man. Lucas.
License to Drive, probably one of my favorites, too. But anyway, so they're making a Lost Boys.
No, don't ruin it for me. Don't talk about it yet. We still got to talk about Fast Getaway.
We're talking about it now.
No, we're talking about Dream a Little Dream. Roomies! Oh, gosh.
He does this all the time.
So good.
I wish y'all would just love each other.
Can I have the sax man back?
No. Not until you talk about it.
The year was 1987. My family had just moved to San California. We went to the pier. I was kind of a loner, didn't really know anybody. Sticking to myself. There was a bonfire. There was a shirtless dude playing sax, and I met a girl.
Star.
Her name was Star, and she changed my life.
Her name was Star.
She ran with the crazy crowd. And I didn't know how to feel about it. They rode dirt bikes, and I was like, you know what? I think I can do this. My mullet's on point.
Yep.
Not really on point, because Kiefer Sutherland, truly, it was like on point. It was like spiky. It was like pointy.
It's part of a mullet.
Yeah. The Lost Boys, one of my first R-rated movies when I was a child that I shouldn't have watched, but it shaped me into wanting to be a vampire for the next 20 years of my life.
So true.
Well, much like me, there's a man named Rob Thomas. No, not Matchbox 20.
I love Chrissy, Matchbox you can keep listening. 20.
Chrissy, keep listening. It's not that Rob Thomas.
Chrissy and I think you don't Rob hate Thomas this guy. Is so smooth.
Rob Thomas.
Featuring Santana.
That joke cannot go unwarranted. That was really good, too. Different Rob Thomas. He created Veronica Mars. He created iZombie, the television series. Well, guess what, guys? A television adaption of The Lost Boys by creator Rob Thomas is going on at the CW right now.
I heard they were going to do a Lost Boys movie.
No kidding.
And they were going to gender swap. And I'm not kidding.
Are you serious?
I read they were going to do a Lost Boys reboot with all girls.
No, really?
Is that in that article?
No, I hope
Have
not.
Have you read the whole article?
What's wrong with that? Why can't
There's
do that?
Nothing about a film. Because it's stupid.
Why do you mean?
Because it's
girls?
Stupid.
Like
because it's like, we got to do an Expendables. Now we got to do this. It's like, okay, cool. Original content, great.
Expendables.
Oh, my gosh. The producers just heard that. Thanks, man. Now it's in production.
Here we
they
go.
They just made it.
July 10th, 2016. The Lost Boys is one of those vampire movies that everyone and their brother love.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for blah 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 blah, but now there has been some chatter about another Lost Boys film being made with an all-girl cast.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why
but
not?
But for what purpose?
Why not?
No, because, I know why not.
Because Ghostbusters was a huge success.
Yeah. 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 Mm. Yeah, I don't Beautiful. Think so.
Pretty Corey, sure it didn't. Corey Feldman is against the Lost Girls.
Good. Oh my god.
But it hasn't been confirmed by Warner Brothers.
My little sister!
See, you like it too. You just referenced a girl.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I was actually part of the Frog Brothers.
You were.
How are you, maggots, Mike?
Were you a battle toad?
I don't eat maggots.
Really? Look at your box. Some maggots,
I remember that part.
Gosh, that movie was so great.
Hey, they shot that on the Santa Monica Pier, right?
Yeah.
And so we went there when we were on tour. And we were walking around going, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So check this out. According to Deadline, this series is already in development. They're planning a 7-season, period, the end, 7-season television series, each featuring a different supporting cast and setting, with every season covering an entire decade. So each season will be, all right, here's how we're going to do it. It's a 70-year story that they're telling.
I hope they start off in the 1400s.
They're starting in San Francisco in 1960. I can barely maintain anything because this song is in the background. And seriously, I just want to call my brother Scotty right now and go sharpen our stakes.
Because
we were the Frog Brothers.
Me and my bro were the Frog Brothers.
We were the Frog Bros.
Well,
my brother will beat all of us up, so we win.
Okay, you win. You know what? My brother could probably beat your brother up.
I highly doubt it.
Have you seen my brother? He's huge.
Have you seen my brother? He's crazy.
Absolutely.
Crazy beats huge any day of the week.
Have you heard the stories of my brother?
Oh, man. The only constant in the series will be the crew of vampires, a.k.a. the Lost Boys, who never age. The series is going to tell a 70-year story with each season covering the events of an entire decade, starting in 1960 in San Francisco. I'm already on board. Sign me up. Oh, man! Are we ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
Cry after your mother!
Whoa.
Frog Brothers.
Whoa. That's enough.
That's
good grief alive.
Okay, we're all excited.
Never enough.
Lost Boys!
Lost Boys! Lost Boys!
I think vampires are stupid.
Okay, we should wrap this up. I'm sorry.
All right. Let's do this.
The Morning Invasion brings you Slow Motion Theater.
Oh! 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 The car's on fire! Oh!
Slow Motion Theater is a theatrical
experience.
Production. We slow down the show. We take we take clips from the show and we just slow them down, and it's hilarious.
By the way, shout out to the Stormy, because it seems like every day somebody else goes, I'd like to request this moment for slow-mo theater.
I would like to request.
I love it. We get more requests for slow motion theater than songs.
We do. But that's because we've made it a no request.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know. If you ever want us to slow motion a piece of the show, feel free to let us know. 585 Live. You can text us, email us, Facebook us, whatever. So our first one is a request. Someone said, you guys have to slow-mo Ryan Lochte interview.
Oh, no.
So we were talking Ryan Lochte.
How's that possible? Are we going to go back in time?
Yeah, we're going back in time.
It's so slow.
We're going back in time.
So here it is.
All I can see is him just going like,
I'm honestly 50-50 about it because...
Well, hey, let's just find out from Ryan Lochte himself because he's been on hold.
Oh!
Ryan, are you there? Tell us all about it.
There's so much doubt in everyone's mind, so let me clarify some things that came back to me over the last couple of days.
Okay.
I, first of all, remembered our taxi driver's name. It was Kaiser Sose.
Oh, he sounds the same.
He was taking us home from a bar. It was called Ocean's 11. And that's when the fake cops, I saw their badges.
No, he sounds the same.
Starsky and Hutch told us to get out spread eagle.
All right. It's funny, but it sounds the same.
It sounds exactly the same.
Guys, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
It really is.
That was, yeah.
He talks so slowly.
All right. Next up, someone requested that I do character impressions, much like our friend Dave Dobson.
Yeah.
People ask me all the time, hey, can you do the SpongeBob? And I'm like, I can't really because I could get sued. But
no, you cannot.
But I thought I'd slow-mo the SpongeBob. Yeah, apparently I can do a SpongeBob pretty well.
Do it.
I had a couple people that actually hit me up and said that I nailed it.
You don't have to. All right.
You don't have to.
Well.
Okay.
This is exactly what it would be like at 3 a.m. with the three of us. Dude. Hanging out with the French. And Ryan Lochte.
I'm nervous.
Love Ryan Lochte.
Oh!
Hold on. Hold on.
That was good.
That was
pretty good.
Oh!
Oh, that... Okay.
Almost got it.
Hold on.
One more time.
Oh! Oh!
Can you sing Journey again?
Hey!
Oh, man.
Good job.
Hey!
Thank you. All right. Brother. Well, you guys can do voices as well.
I do a really good Chris Martin from Coldplay. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm British!
Perfect.
Right? Am I right?
No, it's perfect.
It's perfect.
You sound like a British person.
You obviously have never been to British.
Whatever.
I thought it was great.
I've been to Great British a lot.
What voices can you guys do?
Gosh. This is so
bad. Can you guys turn on a voice?
Yeah, obnoxious morning guy.
so difficult. Yep.
Just talent.
I'm worried about us, guys.
Gosh, me too.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
What can you do?
I do a great...
This is so bad.
This is so bad. You guys got to quit letting us come to work just wasted.
Stop it, Tao. We're slowing it down.
That has nothing to do with that.
Nothing.
Everybody believes me.
Nuh-uh. Which, by the way, we already got a request to slow-mo Dobson next week.
Oh, my gosh. Next week, we'll do Dobson. All right. This was one of my finer moments when I came up with an incredible character name for a criminal.
Praise be.
But he's still on
Bear
the loose.
Tanga.
I don't even know what to call him. What do you call that guy? Because everybody's got like a cool thief name, you know? It's like,
a thief.
Oh,
name.
We got the stick 'em up bandit. Use stick 'em gum.
Blend in, man.
Okay. You are.
I'm still clapping over blending.
blends in.
Yeah, we get it.
I'm blending, man.
So proud of yourself, Dick.
That is exactly your hero.
Here's what.
You are blending, man.
Oh, man. I blend in.
Yeah, you do.
That's smart. You looked at me with such conviction.
Did he just have passion in his eyes?
So good. Oh, just so rich.
Still one of my favorite moments.
Blend in man is a winner.
Oh, God. You really did. You had like fire and passion. And it was like, this is a hit.
It was like the light bulb went off.
Mega
like,
moment.
In my brain, it was just the wittiest.
Yeah.
Oh, blend in, man.
Gosh.
You look like Ryan Lochte when he thought, I know what I'll do. I'll call my mom.
Oh, it's not over, guys.
Oh, no.
It's not over yet.
It was 1987. There I was.
It's a good year.
Oh, gosh.
Hanging out at the junkyard. Thought I'd take a walk over to the dump with my brother Mike.
I love that.
Well, in between the junkyard and the town dump, there was bees.
Bees.
Somebody set up a bunch of beehives.
Gosh, this means
and
I believe they're called apiaries.
Every day, I would go out and I would hang with the bees. They were my friends.
Okay.
I would sing to the bees.
Do they sing back?
I would have thousands of bees swarming all around me, and I would just sing to them.
Man,
this
cool.
is no joke. I would sing love songs to the bees.
You sing about the birds and the bees, the fishes and the trees.
So we had an understanding. We were friends, and so my brother, he decided to go to the dump with me that day. To get the rest of the story, hit the podcast.
Oh, man.
But, hey, I'm still waiting for you guys to test my powers.
For blend in?
Your bee powers?
Oh, yeah. I'm a bee whisperer.
Well, we don't have any bees, Dex.
Well, find me some bees. Yeah. I'll show you. I can tell the bees what to do.
You're a buzz spurrer.
Really?
Guy.
Oh, come on, blend in, man.
Hey!
Buzzpur.
You guys,
yeah, Buzzpur was still way better
no,
than blend
was not.
In, man.
Buzzpur.
Yeah, because you're like a bee whisperer.
See? I don't like any of them.
Oh. Thank you.
I like blend in, man. I got to be honest.
See?
Blend in, man is great.
Blend in, man.
Because I picture Dex just slowly fading away into the audience and disappearing.
Right, that's a great power.
Blend in, man, for your social anxiety, like, that is your
no,
hero.
That is your...
That's your, like, oh yep. my gosh, that's my power.
Gosh.
Like, if the Lord said, hey, Dex...
three powers to choose from. You pick one, you get it for the rest of your life. It will never leave you. You can fly. You can time travel. Mm-hmm. Or you can blend into a crowd.
Oh.
You would pick blend into
blend
a crowd.
In. I'd go,
no, but you already have that power.
I do?
Yeah, dude. You blend in quite well.
This person says, waste it.
Well. Nope.
The Morning Invasion brings you Slow Motion Theater.
Oh, the car's on fire. Oh!
Yep,
the car just blew up.
Oh no, the app and website stopped playing.
It's because so many people jumped on to check out Slow Motion Theater.
It's true.
Yeah.
It just broke.
Yeah.
Mm. We'll try to fix it when we come back.
The Morning Invasion.
6 month review from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
North Carolina checking in.
Steve-O sharing a news article about the retiring teacher giving an explicit inner city math test and Dex using up all of the delay to silence.
I like this email.
I do remember that one.
Yeah. I'd like to see Dex grow his hair over the next 6 months.
Oh.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
What's going on in the news today?
Four U.S. Olympic swimmers could, in theory, be charged in Brazil with vandalism and lying to authorities. That's according to the head of Rio de Janeiro's civil police.
Donald Trump must pay a $10,000 fine over a kiosk in the lobby of his eponymous Fifth Avenue building that sold campaign merchandise that violated zoning laws governing privately owned public spaces here in New York. When Trump built Trump Tower, he agreed to make the lobby public in exchange for the right to make the building taller. The kiosk was removed and a bench installed in its place, as required by the city, but an administrative hearing officer found those corrective steps came too late to avoid the penalty.
Former NFL star Darren Sharper sentenced to 18 years in prison.
A Little League World Series is getting underway. It's a repeat visit for one of the team managers.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits for the first time declined last week, and the drop is larger than expected. First-time claims dropped by 4,000 to 262,000. A number below 300,000 indicates a healthy labor market. The report is a sign companies are not laying off workers in large numbers. Federal Reserve policy members have been looking for signs of the job market tightening as they decide whether to raise interest rates later this year.
A military aircraft goes down in Nevada, not far from an Air Force base runway, but the pilot managed to escape before the crash.
Cheeks hurt this morning.
Oh, man.
Dude, my cheekies.
Yeah.
Well,
you gotta watch where you're going. Stop falling down.
I know. Well, you slapped me this morning. You slapped me hard.
Let's just keep talking.
You did slap him, though. I saw it.
It was pretty hard. Yeah, you can hear it in the podcast if you missed it. You told me to.
Yeah, I know.
On the air, you said you weren't waking up.
It's radio. People can't see us. And he slapped me right across the face.
It was pretty epic. Snap. I have a feeling you thought I was going to like be funny and hit myself or hit my hand or something.
Probably have to get plastic surgery.
You don't have to get plastic surgery,
Botox.
You dummy.
Don't call me dumb.
Don't call me dummy.
Don't act dumb and I won't call you.
Wow. You sound like my dad.
Thanks, man.
Oh, let's see here. What do we got to do before we leave?
Oh, man, it's Friday.
It's Friday, and guys, the show's almost over. Got a big old weekend plan.
I'm going to
head
up.
Heading up to Denver.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're barbecuing at my house
heading
tonight.
Up to Denver. Going to have a blast.
Nope. Tomorrow night, we're doing karaoke with Joey.
Jumping up and down.
Nope.
Busy weekend.
And I got to hit the gym and do 150 jump up and downs. And I'm really excited about that.
Well, let's talk about this school here.
No.
If you want to teach kids responsibility, I think this is definitely the way to do it. The staff at a boys' Catholic high school in Little Rock, Arkansas, got tired of parents dropping off stuff their kids forgot.
Just
so
ridiculous.
They banned it. They have a sign up that says, quote, if you are dropping off your son's forgotten lunch, books, homework, etc., please turn around and exit the building.
Boom.
Your son will learn to problem solve in your absence.
Ooh.
Some parents very upset about this new policy, but a photo of the sign is going viral with a lot of people taking the school side. Now, I think it was probably last time this happened was last year. My wife and I got into an argument because, as you know, I was fired, so I was home a lot for 6 months.
I heard about that.
Got to take the kids to school quite a bit. Well, I remember she worked one day, and she called me up and said, Jaden forgot her math book. I need you to take it to school. And I said, no, I'm not going to take it to school. She forgot it. She needs to learn responsibility. She should have been paying attention. She should have got her stuff ready last night when we told her to get her stuff ready. But no, but it's real simple. It's, you know, it's right down the street. I'm like, no. But finally, of course, I caved in and I took it. But I felt like, no, they need to learn a lesson. Three or four times last year during my break, during my time off, I had to go to the school because the kids forgot something.
Yeah.
Well, I think if I would have thrown down and said, hey, you forget it, you forget it. You face the consequences at school.
I thought you just said you forget did, like you forget it instead of forgot. That was really funny. I'm sorry.
You're really funny.
Hey, you forget it.
You forget it. If you forget it.
If you forget it, then you forget it.
We are the best worst friends because we...
Did you just spit water everywhere?
That's because it's
Why would you do that?
We are so terrible at keeping each other on task. We are the most ADD friends.
Not me.
I'm the only one that takes medication.
I know. We need to.
I know. I don't want any medication.
I don't even remember what we were talking about because I'm stuck on forget-it-ed.
Did you guys hear that according to the New Testament, it's wrong to take prescription medication?
Really? Let's go down that road.
Sarcasm. Sarcasm, people.
All right. What do you think?
There's a New Testament?
No, you know what?
Focus. All right. What do you think? 585 Live, you can text the show. A school bans parents from dropping off stuff their kids forgot at home.
I love it.
I love it, too. And moms, let's just be real, because it's your fault. It's your fault,
Mom. Of course it is.
It's your fault. You'll do anything and everything for your kids.
I feel like this has to bleed over into Monday's show because this is a huge topic.
It is.
Honestly. Luke starts school on Monday, so he's not even back yet. But Jack's been in school for a couple weeks, and already it's like...
Does Jack forget a lot of things?
We've had to already this year go, hey, zeros are not acceptable. You are responsible, middle schooler, for A, B, and C. So if you don't take care of this and you get a zero, trouble's at home. So at least my wife and I are on board together going, all right, we cannot hold his hand through life. Mm. We can't. At some point, he's going to have to step up and start taking responsibility for certain things. If we do this for him for the rest of his life, he'll never learn. He'll never learn he can't problem solve. Right. Thankfully, like, my wife is way better at it than I am even, so that it's helped me to allow them to do it. Even when they were younger, Jack and Luke would argue, blah, 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 you know, like 3 and 5 years old, and they're getting into like the little playground scuffles in the bedroom, and I can hear them arguing. I'm like, all right, I'm going up there. And she's like, da, 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 da. Let them handle this. Nobody's like punching each other. They're not getting hurt yet, you know, like let them handle the situation. So in our house, it's been one of those things because of my wife, because, you know, she's the principal of a school. She's a childcare director. She gets all that. So she has allowed them to problem solve, which has really helped. They still definitely forget things.
But Chrissy's, if they forget something, then she just says sorry.
She says sorry. And
it's your fault.
What's incredible about that is Jack was straight A student all the way through elementary school. Like it was one of those, like, is he going to be valedictorian? Well, he's a principal. He's going to, you know. And straight A's all the way through. An incredible student. He got to middle school and it got a little harder, right? Mm-hmm. And we had to allow him to fail, which was difficult because all of a sudden he's got a D in one class and he was freaking out because he'd never experienced that. And it was like, what can you do to fix this? Tomorrow you're going to go talk to the teacher. So we did help him in that regard. You have to talk to the teacher. You have to figure it out. And man, when he climbed his way to a B, it was like the greatest accomplishment of his life.
Yeah, that's cool.
But he had to work hard to get back to there. There's no, well, mom's the principal and you're going to, you know what I mean? Yeah. He never got that treatment anyways because Chrissy is, man, if you know my wife, she's terrifying.
No, does she have a paddle in her office?
Wow. Pretty sure that's frowned upon in 2016. Not, but
no, I haven't been to school in a long time.
Break it back out. She's not the principal of a Catholic school. It's a little different.
No, they have
a little different. Yeah, those were rulers.
Yeah.
one ruler to rule them all. But I do think this is going to be very problematic because there are a lot of parents who do not abide by this. A lot of parents who are willing to. My mom was that person. Well, because of that, in my 20s, I was still like, oh man, I can't pay rent. How am I going to? I don't know. Who can I bump some money off? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just still couldn't problem solve. So I think this is fantastic that the school is saying, parents, you are banned from helping your kids do this.
Yep.
But at the same time, parents are there for a reason. I mean, your mom and dad, they're supposed to be able to help you out, right? So, I don't know, man.
Just waiting for that
big deal.
Message from my wife.
Yeah.
I haven't got anything yet.
You got a wife. Yeah. Hey, shout out to a junior at Ames, where my son goes to school, the Albuquerque Institute of Math and Science, on UNM campus. You know, like... They already have a Lobo ID. Like, these kids are wicked smart. Uh-huh. He says, I'm a junior at Ames. Smart. And I can understand this school is hard, but it also means a lot of effort and hard work to succeed. And man, it means a lot when you put in the hard work and effort and succeed. Oh man.
Yeah. Did you read his next message?
No.
I just realized it's a little weird. I'm texting in, but I don't have to go to school on Fridays because I'm a junior.
Wow.
Well, Jack, you got a good future ahead of you. You don't have to go to school on Friday.
Booyah.
You don't have to go to school on Fridays?
Man, that's a cool... Jack only goes to school till noon on Fridays.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Fridays are like... I don't know. He has cool... Fridays are like... Dude.
You just reminded me of something I wanted to talk about and completely forgot to bring up all week. Dawn was talking about it the other day. I can't remember what country it is, but they have moved to a school schedule... Oh, gosh, is it a country or a state?
Probably a country.
They've moved to a school schedule where there are three recesses.
Ah!
What?
And I know people are like, oh, come on. But think about it, people. And just think about how hard it is for you to focus on anything for more than 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, remember what it was like when you were a kid. It's genius.
It is.
I am not advocating for kids to not have to do anything, and I'm not at all. I'm saying I bet this is a way better learning method. When you're a kid, you need to, one of the most important things that you learn, aside from like knowledge and school crap and all that, is social growth, and communication and friendship and community. And so giving those kids three recesses a day, you watch. You just watch what happens.
I think they should have recess all the way up till senior year.
No, not saying that.
That's not.
Not saying that. But what I'm saying, as a kid, the social interaction and the things that they will learn through that will go way farther than just sitting in a room trying to bore a kid to death.
Well, it's true. Even at some jobs, I know there's companies out there.
Google.
That have, they have... where you can take, two, three, four breaks a day where they want you to get up out of, you know, your cubicle or your office and, hey, go for a walk. Or there's different departments they can go and just do things.
It's not another country. It's in Fort Worth, Texas.
Some people would say it's
another country. Which is basically
another country.
Yeah.
I love that country.
Four times a day.
Four times.
The doors of Eagle Mountain Elementary in Fort Worth, Texas fling open and let bouncy, bubbly, excited kindergartners and first graders pounce on the playground.
Mm-hmm. How long do they get?
Preach
recess.
3 minutes.
They enjoy two 15-minute breaks in the morning and two in
good.
The afternoon.
Wow.
For a total of 1 hour of recess a day.
That's perfect. I like that. 15 minutes is good.
Just get out there and go nuts.
Yeah, go crazy.
You know when you're a kid, if you're a parent with a younger kid, you just want that kid to wear themselves out so they'll go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great way to do it.
And 15 minutes, I feel like those are shorter recesses, aren't they?
Then
like the one, you know, 30 or 45 minute in the middle of the day.
I think ours was 45 minutes when I was a kid.
So, you know, it's not really that much of a difference, but I like the idea of breaking it up throughout the day.
So one of the first grade teachers, Donna, she says, at first I was trying to wrap my head around my class going outside four times a day and still being able to teach those children all the things they needed to learn.
Some 5 months into the experiment, her fears have been alleviated. So she went from being afraid that they weren't even going to learn anything to oppositely. Her students are less fidgety, more focused. They listen more attentively. They follow directions. They try to solve problems on their own instead of coming to the teacher to fix everything. There are fewer discipline issues as well. She says we're seeing really good results, and the parents are seeing them too. A lady named Amy noticed her 6-year-old daughter, Maribel, who is in Donna McBride's class. She's become more independent and writes with more detail and more creativity. Maribel has also made more friends as the kids mingle outside. It's what they look forward to every day. Imagine your kids being excited going to go to school.
Oh, yeah.
Can you, what?
What do you think of this? In China, kids typically start school at 7:30 a.m. They go to 5 p.m., but they get a 2-hour lunch break.
Wow.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's
2-hour lunch break.
But think about it. Okay, typical, like my kids right now, Caleb, he's in ROTC, so he gets there. It's like 6:30, I think, is when he has to be there. Mm-hmm. But then school usually starts around 7:30 for Caleb. Same with Jaden. Like 7:45, 8 o'clock. And they're in school till a little after 3 o'clock. That's not much of a difference.
That's true.
Than 5. And the Chinese get a 2-hour lunch break, which that's great.
That's huge.
2 hours?
It's interesting. It's very, very interesting because part of the reason that kids get in trouble, at least that, like part of the reason I always wanted to skip class is because I just wanted to hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
So you wonder if like it was just part of the day. How much that would help with discipline problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if imagine yourself as a little kid, and again, these are kindergartners and first graders, and I think you could probably extend it a little bit up into like 6th or 7th grade, but imagine if you were a kid and you were just, you know, you were like, oh, you know what, we'll get to hang out and at here and at here and at here and at here during the day. That'd be pretty unbelievable.
Yeah,
would be unbelievable.
But here's the thing, would you want a 2-hour, like, let's pretend
I don't
like
want
decided.
The 2-hour lunch.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Insane.
That's way too much.
I think the best way to do it for a child is to do it at little 15-minute intervals throughout the day. I think that's so smart. That's so genius.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fan.
Yep. The Japanese, they start school at 8:45, and it ends around 3:15.
So that's
like
closer
us.
To American.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The difference there is if you don't get straight A's, you have to fall on your sword.
Okay, stop it. Stop. Stop it.
Yeah. Here's the thing that I don't think... there's so many after-school programs that kids are involved in, whether it's sports or, you know...
Kung Fu.
MMA, whatever. It's like, kids usually don't get home until, what, 7 o'clock at night?
No, this is true. Last night, Luke had baseball practice and got home at 8:30.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm like, guys, this is too late. Our kids are getting ready for bed at 8:30. And so, yeah, having struggles with that already, you know? And it's like the school year's just getting going. And, yeah, it's
when
later.
When does he do homework?
Thank you.
He doesn't.
Exactly.
So you typically probably pick him up, drop him off, right? Or is it both parents? Because
both.
So what do you do for dinner? What do you do for dinner?
Well, okay, so last night, my beautiful bride took him and hung out because it's not long enough to be able to drop him off and leave, you know? So one of us inevitably, for hitting practice, anyways, is stuck at the hitting facility. He can't do homework or anything like that. So last night, I had Brody and Jack hanging with me, and Jack was taking care of homework, and Brody was helping me. I made dinner so that, you know, Christy could just hang out with Luke, and I just made pizzas. So that was what happened last night.
Put cheese on those pizzas?
Maybe.
Ooh, Skip's going to punch you.
I love mozzarella!
He's not taking this serious.
I'm not. I'm also currently eating lemon heads
for
breakfast.
Come on, man. You're going to feel sick.
I know.
You better slow down.
Yep. You're going to be drooling when you're 60.
Okay. Your throw up, Will.
I am going to throw up today.
Guys, we're out of time.
No!
It's time to go.
Can we pick this back up on Monday, please? Because this was actually... we need to talk about this.
Can we ask Chrissy to implement 4 recesses into the day and just see what
happens? We should talk to her on Monday, for real. That's the day school starts. She's probably not going to be busy. We'll have her on the morning show.
Shout out to Rachel Lee Cook.
Yep.
She liked a tweet that somebody replied to my tweet about her with, and she didn't like my tweet. Thank you, Rachel Lee Cook.
Gosh, we had a huge show today. If you missed it, I know we've had some problems with our app. with our streaming. So hit the podcast. You can download it at iTunes or Google Play. Search Morning Invasion. Thanks to David Dobson and Joey Belleville for stopping in the 7 o'clock hour. Funniest hour I've had ever.
Pretty great.
Rachel Lee Cook, we had her on in the 8 o'clock hour. Pooch Hall from Ray Donovan was on the show.
That was unreal.
We had Slow Motion Theater. Have an amazing weekend.
Woo!
We'll see you on Monday.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.